If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Governor Palin, thank you for agreeing to talk with me one more time.
Oh, hey, you know, sure.
Did you enjoy your week in New York City?
Well, there were some funny moments. For instance, I had 15 to 20 false alarms where I thought I saw Osama bin Laden driving a taxi. I was embarrassed to be wrong, but mostly disappointed I wasn't right. Also, in an effort to bone up on foreign policy, I went to the Times Square area to see a film called The Bush Doctrine. It was not about politics.
You went to the UN for the first time. How was that experience?
Oh, you know, it was just amazing. So many interesting people. Though I have to say, I was disheartened by how many of them were foreigners. When Senator McCain and I are elected, we're going to get those jobs back in American hands.
And now,
you're fun.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Monday, the 29th of September.
Yeah!
Anna?
Giggity, giggity.
Yes.
What? Checkity check in the hizzy.
What was that last one?
That is.
Is Mike having sex?
No. A friend of ours by the name of Petros Papadakis.
Yeah.
Oh. A little movie called Flex in the City.
Oh, sure. Flex in the City.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, go to the video page of Kevin and Bean at krock.com. Flex in the City is very funny.
I'm almost sad to see September come to an end tomorrow.
I know. It's been very enjoyable.
It's been fun.
It has been, actually.
But we do have, you know, Foxtober right around the corner, so
I gotta
tell you, enjoy that as well.
Late September is when we start the Christmas slide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like it or not. And tomorrow will be Christmas. I mean, that's how it's going to go.
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to just barely get your Halloween costume on time. And then all of a sudden it's going to be Thanksgiving, and then you're going to be going, hey, wait, I got to get some stuff. Oh, it's okay, it's past.
Well, Christmas, I don't know if you go to Costco, but Christmas has been in full effect at Costco since mid-July. But even regular, you go to a drugstore now, you know, a pharmacy type store now, and they got Christmas stuff starting to creep up now, paper and stuff like that.
Wow.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. There's no break between October 1st and January 1st.
Yeah. Apparently, I should be doing Christmas shopping.
Well, you're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel like that for the next, you know, couple of months.
We open with a little bit of Miss Tina Fey, who you know I've been in love with since I was a small child. And they need to kidnap her and force her to stay at Saturday Night Live this season. They just can't let her go back to her 30 Rock job because no one has ever been a better impersonator of a public figure than Tina Fey is for Sarah Palin. They're identical twins.
Yeah, they look perfect.
And she's got the voice down
and
the mannerisms. It's unbelievable. It's the high point every week of Saturday Night Live right now. And they keep talking her into coming back and doing it.
How hard is it to get a high point on Saturday Night Live?
Well, it has been, once again, a horrendous season. There's no TV show that's worse that gets renewed more years in a row than SNL. But I will tell you that this past Saturday, thanks to Miss Anna Faris, was the best of the season. Because, you know, you're comparing it to having, you know, Michael Phelps host, if you like that. At least Anna Faris is an actress with some comedic timing. But she was very entertaining.
She's the one in True Blood, right?
Anna Faris is in True Blood? I didn't know that.
No. Anna Paquin.
Oh.
Yes, Anna Paquin.
Is in True Blood.
Anna Faris is in House Bunny.
Is in House Bunny, yes.
Yeah.
Got to get my Anna's.
Delightful. Yes.
Correct. So
but,
anyway.
Her Sarah Palin is awesome. And this Thursday is the moment we've all been waiting for, Kevin. Well, not you, but those of us that are following the election.
Uh-huh.
The vice presidential debate is going to be the best. It's going to be the funniest show of the year.
I might
have to watch that. She needs to show a little cleavage, Joe. I'm not happy with her dress.
Yeah, why be so high and not show cleavage?
True.
I mean, would it kill you just to share a little bit?
We've seen some bikini shots of her in the 80s, but she looks so bad otherwise that it's hard to get excited over the bikini, you know?
You're not talking about the ones with the gun.
No, I'm talking about the real ones from the pageant.
Right, okay.
But she's got the big, giant 80s hair back then.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little flabbier than she is now. I mean, I want to see her naked now. That's what I want to see.
I never said that
about Dick Cheney, not one time.
I just want to see a hint of nude. I want to be teased with that. You're not going to see me nude, but check this out.
That'd be cool.
Just a little. Just a tiny little bit. Wouldn't kill her to unbutton her blouse, maybe a couple of other buttons. Right? Who's with me?
Not very Republican.
I'm totally with you.
That's what we want from our politicians. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Kevin.
What's going on?
Sorry to interrupt, but I was just curious this morning, Kevin. When you got here, did you get anything out of your back seat?
Yes, I did. And I know I left the door open.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have time to go back out.
Pulled in the parking lot, and it was Kevin's car, back door just wide open, lights on inside. I was like, geez.
Not the first time.
It's interesting going on in there.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Kevin must have gotten something in the back seat and forgot that the door closes.
No, I remembered it closed. I just thought I would have time to go back out and get one more thing. Turns out I didn't.
So you left the door open in case you had to make a mad dash to the back seat. Didn't have time to open the door?
No, my hands were full. So I thought, well, I'm going to come back anyway. I'll just leave it open.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still
open. Hey, this is an improvement over a few months ago where Kevin left the car running.
And left it.
Remember?
Yeah.
I did check the engine. It is off. So it's, you got that going for you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Right, just want to give you an
update. What would you have done had it been on?
If the car had been on?
Yeah.
Joyride?
Yeah. Hit and run.
I would have been doing donuts on somebody's lawn in your car. Make sure they saw the license plate and then came back and parked it.
Yeah, no,
there was a character on Grey's Anatomy that I caught up with over the weekend from Thursday night's premiere who was in a car accident who had her memory. She had something going on with her memory, with her brain, an injury in the crash. Her memory reset every 30 seconds.
Awesome.
And I thought, we are looking at Kevin's future right now. This it was so awesome because she was in a car accident. So she'd say, my head hurts. Where am I? And they'd say, well, you've been in a car accident. You're in an accident. And then 20 seconds later, she'd be like, my head hurts. Where am I?
Oh.
I'd have to put her
unbelievable.
Down.
Yeah,
that's annoying already.
It was awful. Her husband dies. And then they have to start telling her, and your husband's dead, every 30 seconds. And finally, they just stopped and said, everything's great. It'll be wonderful. And she's like, oh, okay. And your husband's coming. And she's like, that's Whoa. Great.
Wow. What show is that you're watching, Bean?
It was great. Crazy.
Boy, are you flimsy.
But you'd never stop screwing with the person whose memory resets every 30 minutes. I mean, every 30 seconds. You'd be, yeah, Godzilla's coming. Tokyo's already been destroyed. He's coming for our town. And then 30 seconds later, you go, yeah, it's the Martians. And then 30 seconds later, you'd be, yeah, you're an alien. Always have to screw with them.
That 30-second memory thing, that happened on what show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Wow, are you a Fruit Loop?
Grey's Anatomy.
9,000 hours of brand new television to watch.
I know.
He just goes through and he says, what would a gay person watch? Or a old woman or an 11-year-old girl?
Or a gay old woman.
Yeah.
It isn't. I mean, Grey's Anatomy does have broader appeal than that. I mean, it is literally the number one show on television. And so it has support from all demos. It's not my favorite show. It is one that my wife loves. And we have gotten into the habit of watching. And I'm sure we all have shows like that. It's not something I'd probably watch on my own.
Yes, it is.
But it is one we watch together.
All right. Whatever you say, Clay.
As long as you're happy with that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We actually have a tattoo artist coming in from our friends at White Lotus. They're going to come in and they're going to put a tattoo of, oh, I don't know, Megan Fox on a K-Rock listener.
Hi, Megan Fox.
A listener who, I don't know, a month ago didn't know who Megan Fox was.
A month.
And did the right thing.
And then once we told him who she was, he looked her up and said, I need a tattoo.
Yeah, he has to catch up for lost time.
Yeah.
Lisa, there was a time in your life you'd never had cake, but once you found out what it was, you ate it and enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, but not...
Same thing.
Not like every meal.
Same thing.
Okay.
We're going to try and talk him into getting it on his face. Then he'll be beautiful. Also on today's show, we're going to talk to a dude who is visiting all NFL stadiums. He wants to see a game in a home stadium of every city that has a team.
You can't do that in one season, right? There's not enough games?
Enough games.
Oh, I thought there would be. I didn't think about that. I thought there would be. That'd
I
be
don't
funny
know. Maybe there's a way to do it because think about it. They're not all on Sunday. I mean, if you plan it right with the Monday and the Thursday and the occasional Friday, I don't know. We'll have to ask him. That's a great question, how many he's actually going to be able to do. But the dude is, he's hardcore. I mean, he quit his job, as I understand it, and sold his apartment in order to finance it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we want to talk to him today.
And he's not an American.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing, is that he doesn't like soccer. He's from England, right?
Yes.
How do you not like soccer if you're from England?
We don't know that he doesn't like soccer. We just know that he loves football.
That is the most bizarre thing ever. Isn't it?
So we're going to talk to him today. We are going to tell you about the new K-Rock sticker. And I'm here to tell you right now, it'll blow your mind.
It blows my mind that we have a sticker.
That too.
We haven't had one in a long time.
Does it have a K and an R on it? And maybe an O and some Q?
Maybe, maybe not. Wait and see. Ooh,
that would blow my mind if it didn't.
You spell it different.
And it would happen working here. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the program today.
Okay.
Talking about all the celebrity BS that's going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend, good and bad.
We're also going to talk to our tattoo artist. We're going to do Ask a Tattoo Artist. So our Ask a series comes back, and we'll have an expert here, and you can call and ask whatever questions that you have for that guy.
Great.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Good morning.
AFI?
Wow. That's what you want to hear when your alarm goes off.
World-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Bean Show at 548. Every time I hear AFI, I think about the weenie roast that they played. And the fan behind me, who was there only to see AFI, you know, and had just bought a beer. I mean, it was, there's no way he had even spilled a drop, let alone taken a drink. And when they came out on stage, he jumped up, and I took a bath in beer. I was more wet than if I was in the shower. But it tasted good.
It's good for your hair, too.
That's right. So, it's a good thing. That's my AFI memory. Every time I hear or think of AFI, I think of a head full of beer.
It's 5:48 on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, I don't think we said welcome back, Lisa May. I speak for the guys when I tell you how much we missed you last week.
We did.
Was she gone last week?
3 days.
Oh,
three whole days, Ralph.
Don't you just changed your name to Mumbles? Nora.
Mumbles. You Mumbles had Mumbles. Was fun.
Yeah, then we had Nora. Didn't we? Wasn't her name Nora?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know Nora.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa's never allowed to go away again. That's all I'm saying. All right. 5:49 Monday morning. Ralph's here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. As I said, good news and bad news. A lot of stuff happening over the weekend. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, as we do every Monday morning. Congratulations to Eagle Eye. In its debut, made a little over $29 million.
That's pretty good.
Enough to make it number one. It's the fourth highest grossing fall release movie in history. So that's a pretty good, reviving the box office after a couple lackluster weeks.
I saw that movie. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
It wasn't great because of the script, because the basic premise to me is just stupid. But the action was great. The actors were great. It looked like everything except for the storyline for me was fantastic. It looked great. Action was really good.
What did you like about the storyline?
Just that it would never happen ever in a billion years.
Well, it's sort of, you know, science fiction.
Sort of,
you know?
But they don't present it that way. They present it like it's the real, this is the future and all that. F you.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
If Kevin's saying F you to a movie, you know, it's
I liked
got some
it,
problems.
But that's what kept it from being great for me, is that the basic premise could and would never happen, ever.
I didn't even know it was set in the future.
Well, it's not really. It's sort of a fantasy thriller, you know? Did you ever see War Games with Matthew Broderick?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Same basic premise.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Knights in Rodantha? Rodanthe? Rodanth, Rodanthe, came in at number two, $13.6 million. Lakeview Terrace was third. Fireproof was number four. Burn After Reading came in at number five. Then Igor, Righteous Kill, My Best Friend's...
Greek Wedding.
My Best Friend's Girl,
oh,
that Dana Cook movie. Miracle at St. Anna's, and Tyler Perry's The Family That Prays. That's your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Did anyone have Heather Locklear in the DUI pool?
No, we did not.
No.
Darn it.
Heather Locklear was arrested Saturday in Santa Barbara, California, under suspicion of driving under the influence. No alcohol reportedly involved. Apparently this could be some sort of medication, either prescription or otherwise. TMZ.com claims someone saw her driving erratically out of a parking lot. And then shortly afterwards, an officer from the California Highway Patrol found her vehicle stopped and blocking a lane on the freeway.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Was she in it?
She was. Hmm. Heather was taken in, charged, and released without having to post bail. No word on what the substance could have been, but I'm sure we'll find out more. And by the way, beautiful mugshot.
Yeah,
spectacular mugshot.
She's still super hot, isn't she?
Yes. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Best ever.
Is the bravest man in show business. If you've seen Bruno, I mean, if you've seen Borat, you know why. He's currently making a new movie called Bruno, Delicious Journeys Through America, for the purpose of making heterosexual males visibly uncomfortable in the presence of a gay foreigner in a mesh t-shirt. He was tossed out of a fashion show last week in Milan after he disrupted the proceedings by jumping onto the catwalk unannounced.
Wow.
They don't like it when the models are walking up and down the catwalk and you just jump up on top of it.
He just went up there and he just walked the entire length like he was supposed to be there. And then the guys jumped up and grabbed him.
They're filming scenes for Bruno during Fashion Week in Milan. So he got into trouble there and was also thrown out of another show after he ran into the model's changing room. Right before the event, security forces removed him and called the cops. He must spend half of the budget of every movie he makes on lawyers.
I can't wait. When is this movie supposed to come out? Another year or so?
I believe next spring or summer.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then more lawyers when the movie does come out from all the people who sue because they're in it.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan!
Yeah. May be filing a restraining order against her dear old dad. That's a family right there.
Yes, it is.
New York Post says that she's terrified he'll do something to her.
What will he do to her?
I don't know. Talk to her is the worst thing I can
imagine.
Yeah,
no kidding.
She's already taken the appropriate steps to put an order of protection into place, according to the New York Post. Word is that no one in the family is speaking to Michael Lohan. And they say they won't do so until he gets some help. I think they should follow the same plan for mom, too, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like she ever sees her father in person. It's weird.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Apparently is a pretty smart dude. He was at a club in Los Angeles this weekend. And in walks the cast of The Hills with their video cameras.
Sure.
Yeah.
Being filmed, of course, because that's what they do. And apparently he was afraid he would get accidentally caught somewhere on the hills.
Yeah.
And so proceeded to bolt out the door the minute he saw them walk in.
Pretty smart, I guess.
It's very smart.
He doesn't need that.
Who does? Tragic news. Tough times for Playboy magazine, according to the London Telegraph.
Oh, no.
A bunch of business advisors have told Hugh Hefner that he's going to have to lay off a bunch of people at the magazine's New York City and Los Angeles offices or go into bankruptcy.
Wow.
What?
Dude.
That would be bad.
Look, I don't care about the economy. You buy your Playboys. We don't let that go under.
Yeah. Whatever you have to take money from in order to...
That's right. To sell your body.
To feed Playboy, you do it.
Sell a child.
Sell blood, plasma, sperm, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Actually, that comes in handy with the Playboy and the selling of sperm.
It certainly does.
Gossip columns have revealed that Holly Madison, one of Hef's girlfriend, may be dating Chris Angel.
Oh, wow.
That's a 1-2 shot right there to Hugh Hefner.
But Holly's the one that wanted to marry him, isn't she?
That's the word on the street.
Chris Angel. Wow.
And, of course, Kendra, his other girlfriend, is engaged to Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Hank Baskett, who apparently
Eagles.
Was thinking, thinking more about Kendra's than he was his hands last night. Could have made a few catches. Would have been helpful. Amy Winehouse is still a hot mess. Great story coming out of the London Sun British tabloid, where she was performing at the end of the summer ball in London when she punched a girl named Shireen Flash in the eye, then supposedly freaked out and headbutted a photographer.
Wow. Good times.
One bystander says Amy looked like a woman possessed backstage. Didn't do much better during her performance. She brought up on stage her 12-year-old goddaughter, then collapsed and started sobbing into the microphone that she couldn't go on.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know what we have to do to get her for Acoustic Christmas, but I insist
yes.
that we get Amy Winehouse on the bill for Acoustic Christmas this year.
The last 2 years have been relatively fight-free, and that's not acceptable.
No. That would be so entertaining.
It seems like in this country we have interventions when somebody is so clearly on the path to quick death, cheap high quick death.
Yes.
Why doesn't...
I don't know.
Why don't the friends and family that she have left, why don't they physically restrain her and commit her?
Well, I don't think you can do that once you're of age.
If they can prove that you're a danger to yourself and others, they can.
Yeah.
Well, here they can. Maybe they don't have that law there.
No. You know what else we do here is kick people's asses. Yeah. Isn't she like 80 pounds? How does she go around doing all this and never get beat up? She needs to try this
she's
in
got
like
chemical
the Bronx
strength.
Or like Southside Chicago and then just get her ass kicked. Maybe she'll change her
She has cocaine strength.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, she's cocaine
second
strong.
Only to retard strong.
And Prince isn't just an international superstar and singer. Midget. He's also a Bible thumper. USA Today says he often goes door to door to promote the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wow.
I'd be best.
Hi, Prince.
And claims that fans often don't want him to leave. And they tend to freak out a bit when they open their door and see Prince standing there with a handful of pamphlets.
Wow.
Well, you can tell he lives the religious lifestyle, right?
I don't know how he lives his lifestyle.
I don't know, but he's lived with a lot of different women.
He started in 2001, Lisa. That's when he joined Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, okay.
But apparently he is so serious about his beliefs that he brings his Bible to business meetings and quotes from it during the meetings.
That's gotta be fun for everyone.
He doesn't do his old dirty songs anymore either, I don't think.
I heard he's cleaned up his act pretty much, yeah. That would be so cool. Ding dong.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the afterlife? He's standing there, Jerry curled in his giant paisley clothes. It'd be awesome.
Remember Michael Jackson when he was a Jehovah's Witness? Same thing, door to door.
Yeah. And lastly, before I get to showbiz birthdays, you probably heard about it by now, but the passing of Paul Newman over the weekend, that was a sad story. I know Kevin has a rule that you can't watch any movie that has been made.
But I have.
This week. Paul Newman, one of the great, not just movie stars, but movie actors of all time. And with all the news about him, it made me think about all his great performances. If you've never seen Cool Hand Luke or The Hustler or The Verdict or Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or The Sting, Netflix a couple of Paul Newman movies and you'll appreciate why he was such a big star. And made over $250 million for charity with his Newman's Own line of salad dressings and popcorn and foods and whatnot. So, a life well lived, Paul Newman. Today's celebrity birthdays. Andrew Dice Clay is 51. What kind of world do we live in where Paul Newman is dead and Andrew Dice Clay celebrates another birthday? Josh Farrow of Paramore is 21 years old today. Oh, Paramore, I like them. I just woke up. We just woke Dave up.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll be stumbling in any moment. And TV personality Brian Gumbel is 60 years old today. What kind of world do we live in where Paul Newman is dead and Brian Gumbel celebrates another birthday? Les Claypool of Primus is 45. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Or are we dancers?
Honestly, can't we be both? Yeah. Can you be a human and a dancer?
Absolutely.
I think so. I don't understand why he believes you have to choose.
I have lived my life being both, and I would like to continue.
Because when you think about it, there aren't any dancers who aren't human, so it's kind of a dumb question just from the outset.
Although there are humans that aren't dancers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
6:07 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning. Our old friend Beer Mug is going to be joining us in a few minutes to tell us about the prizes he's taken out on the road today. You can go to any Del Taco location in Southern California, pick up the brand new 2009 K-Rock sticker. But Beer Mug in Specifico will have some great prizes to give away in addition to that. And wait till you hear. We won't tell you now, but we'll tell you next hour. Wait till you hear what you win if you win the grand prize drawing of people who put stickers on their car. It will blow you away. It may be the best prize we've ever given away on K-Rock.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty strong.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll tell you about that. We also have a new edition of Let's Talk About Megan Fox with the guy.
New edition is going to be here
with the guy in the next room who's going to get a Megan Fox tattoo.
Yeah, during today's show.
A Megan Fox.
Yes, you are.
You all say that you're committed, but this guy's
doing it for real.
Exactly.
He's proven it. I think we may need to all get Megan Fox tattoos since White Lotus is here today.
I like it. Might as well.
I double dare you.
And we got a bunch more coming up, too, as well. We're going to do Ask a Tattoo Artist. We got Harvey Levin. But first, you know, we started doing instant requests, and they have started pouring in.
Who knew there were so many?
Yeah,
I mean, so many options.
I didn't think
that.
We got one email from a listener who said, hey, I sure would like to hear Celebrity A talk to Celebrity B. And we said, okay, let's give that a try. Yeah. And since then, we've gotten hundreds of instant requests. About 90 of them, horrible, but every once in a while there's a good one that sneaks through, and this particular one is a K-Rock instant request for Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, to talk with Sly Stallone.
Now, Kim Jong-il, of course, the great leader, they're very secretive of him. He rarely is trotted out in public, even when he's healthy, but by all accounts, he is not doing well. He has had a stroke. And the only thing I can think is maybe that's why the listener wanted him to talk to Sylvester Stallone, because when you think about it, you could barely understand either of them on the best day, right?
Yeah, that's true. So it's time for a Kevin and Bean instant request.
Listen up, everyone!
You instant
make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Bean!
Instant request.
Good morning, Kim Jong-il.
How you doing, Rosie?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Oh, you did have a stroke.
No, I didn't have a stroke.
You didn't used to talk like this, sir.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I am perfectly fine.
Okay, no stroke. All right.
So you're telling us that you're
in great health.
Yeah.
Okay. You're healthy, young, and vibrant. Mr. President, Mr. King, what are you? Mr. Chairman, what are you?
Dear leader,
right. Dear leader, are you familiar with the United States action hero named Sylvester Stallone?
Yes, I enjoy his films.
Okay, well, we have a very special surprise for you today, dear leader, because we have Mr. Stallone on the other line. Good morning, Sly.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Hey. Thanks for helping us out today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, you know. If I can do anything to help, you know, international relationships,
sure,
then I feel, you know, I got to do it.
Now, North Korea, nothing to do with the last Rambo movie. That was Burma, right?
Burma's a war zone.
Right.
Right.
Right. He wasn't questioning that.
You got guns?
No.
You ain't changing nothing.
All right. Sly, say good morning to Kim Jong-il, the dear leader.
Hey, good morning, Kim Jong-il. How you doing?
It's my pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Stallone. We are great fans of your work.
What's your favorite Sylvester Stallone?
What's wrong with this guy?
He had a stroke.
Was he, like, mentally irregular?
No.
Why is he talking like that?
Well, he had a stroke.
That's not good.
He's denying it, but, yeah, he's...
I have stroke. What? I have never been better health.
Kim Jong-il, what is your favorite Sly Stallone movie?
It has to be Rhinestone.
No possible way.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No?
That's when I played a country western singing cab driver with Dolly Parton.
That is true. It sounds like a joke, but that is true.
That was great.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite films as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Over the Top was also a good one.
The arm wrestling movie?
Yeah. I've been an arm wrestler. Who's arm wrestling to save his son.
That's right. His son gets taken away if he doesn't win the arm wrestling match.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that. You like any of the Rocky movies?
No, they're not realistic to me.
What?
I don't believe that Rocky Balboa could beat the Drago with a giant Russian.
Oh, is that five? Four?
Well, you don't think I can fight the fight? I can fight the fight. Why don't you get one of your North Koreans to fight me? Then we'll see.
We have excellent boxers here who will kick your ass.
I think so. All right, fight the fight. Because if I can change, you can change.
Right.
Then we all can change.
Right.
Is he mentally irregular? What's wrong with him?
You drew first blood. You drew first blood.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there.
Why don't we take a trip together to Burma?
Burma's a war zone. Not going to Burma. Not changing anything.
Maybe he has guns.
Well, if he's got guns, then maybe he could change something.
All right. I think the difference between you two, now that I've listened to you, is that the dear leader fights for nothing, and Sylvester Stallone, you fight for something.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Either you fight for something,
right,
or you die for nothing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Or sometimes you die for something,
right?
Which is better than living for nothing,
right?
Unless you like get hurt, and then you get like maimed for something.
Yeah, and then that,
if you're maimed for something, then you better hope you die for something, because if you live for nothing, and then
I don't know,
I'm lost now. Hold on a second. Oh, let me try that again. Omar, could you turn this up?
You have an Omar with you?
It's not very loud. It would have been more impressive if it was loud.
Would have been, yes.
Omar drew first blood!
No, he didn't. Sylvester, what happens when you're pushed? That's the thing I
forget. When I'm pushed?
Yeah.
Kill him. As easy as breathing.
There you go. Thank you. I just had to hear you say it.
You want to fight the fight?
No, I don't.
I'll fight the fight.
No. Kim Jong-il.
You like my house? My house stinks.
What?
You like my house? That's right. My house stinks. Everything's going. Legs going. I don't need a manager, Mickey.
Are you okay, Sylvester?
I think I had a stroke.
Every year when the NFL season starts, Kevin looks around and goes, well, I don't have a team. We don't have a team in L.A. I guess it's the Cardinals. And
yeah,
you try to fake some interest because you're from Phoenix. You try to make the Cardinals your team. But then it gets like to this point in the season where last night they lost by like 100. And you go, they're not my team.
Well,
I can't,
at least they
I can't
gave
root for them.
56 points or whatever. No, I learned while talking about needing a team that I can't really cheer for anyone except for Arizona. So that's my team, even though it sucks ass.
Yeah.
Be a lot better if it wasn't. But
that's the way it goes.
They were playing the Jets last night. Brett Favre had 6 touchdown passes. The Jets defense forced 7 turnovers against Arizona. It was not a pretty game. But let me tell you about a little man named Adam Goldstein who was there like he is, it seems like, every 3 or 4 days in this country at another NFL game. He plans to see 35 this football season, and he joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, how you doing? You all right?
We're great. Thank you so much for joining us. So what was it like being a huge NFL fan to see Brett Favre in person last night?
Oh, it was great. I saw him last week against the Chargers. Last night was a lot better, you know, with the 6 touchdowns. And he was on fire. He was all over the place. Yeah, he was great.
Now,
to see him play, you know, for 6 touchdowns.
Now, when did this idea come about? Have you had this idea for a long time and you've just been looking for the right? Or did it just strike you that you need to quit your job, sell your apartment, and leave? Or are you in some kind of legal trouble?
No, a couple of years ago, I was actually at a wedding in L.A., and I went to see the Cardinals game against the Bears on Monday Night Football. I'm a Bears fan, so but even whenever I come to the States, if I'm around, I always try and see a game. And I saw the game where the Bears were losing 20-0 and came back at halftime.
Right.
Against Cardinals. And I just saw the stadium and the atmosphere was electric and people were just, you know, really having a good time. I just was like, oh, it'd be pretty neat to, like, just check out every stadium. So I started looking at schedules and was wondering if I could squeeze it into one season and looked at past schedules, and then it worked. And then obviously there was a London game, so I put that in. And then come April is really when it started to sort of, was it possible or not, because the schedule came out for this year and they threw in the Toronto game, and I can squeeze in an extra Bears game. So I'm going to 35, one at each stadium, Toronto, London, and Bears. But really, since April is really when I've been kind of figuring out schedules.
And how long is your trip? How long altogether?
It's the whole 17-week season. So
17 weeks.
The whole week of the season. And then if I have any money left over, or if I get any sponsorship, I'd like to, you know, like any good player, carry on the playoffs, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, do the whole season. But at the moment, I've just about got enough for 35 games. So,
well, just so you know, the Super Bowl, fantastic. Pro Bowl, no one cares except for it's in Hawaii.
Right.
But other than that,
I'd still do a trip there.
No, I'm saying it's worth a trip
because it's in Hawaii.
More because it's in Hawaii, but they do have the big stars. But it is the most meaningless All Star game in any sport because it happens, you know, after the season.
Right.
Sure.
But
Adam, you have to tell us, you come up with this idea, and of course, who wouldn't want to try this, but how do you talk your girlfriend into it, and your work, and your friends, and your family? I mean, everybody must have thought you were crazy, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think I am a little bit crazy, and I think they all know that anyway. I had the idea a little while before meeting my girlfriend. Naturally, I didn't sort of say, on the first date, oh, by the way, I'm planning this 20-week trip.
Yeah, of course you don't tell her that.
At the time, it was just a pipe dream, and, you know, if I wanted to get sponsorship or a publisher, because I'm writing a book about it, and I'm doing the blog on adamsfootballtrip.com. And I didn't get sponsored, so I kind of slyly put the apartment up for sale and kind of did it like that. But
how do you slyly sell your apartment?
maybe not so slyly.
Yeah.
So all of your stuff is in storage when you go home back to England after the football season? You've got to find a new place to live and get everything out of storage?
Well, no, everything's back. I moved back to my parents for a while and drove them while I set up a small office in their dining room with, like, computers and all my notes. And then but I carried on work in Seattle about a week, 2 weeks before the trip. So really, I only had a couple of weeks to, like, sort of send out media stuff and press releases. I was really trying to work as I could to save. But my girlfriend knows, you know, she knows I'm following my dreams. She's being really supportive.
You talk about her as if she's current.
as if she's going to be waiting for you.
As if you still have her to go home to.
You guys already? What's happening?
I'm just saying.
Hey, Adam, here's a logistical question for you. How about the games that are so tough to get tickets for in places like Green Bay where you can't just walk up and buy one? How are you? What did you do to go about making sure that you were able to get tickets in every game? Do you deal with scalpers or what?
Yeah, I mean, about half of it I managed to get on general sale.
Oh, no kidding, half of them.
Yeah, about half, so I just sort of waited for the general sale, so that wasn't too bad. And then, like, tonight's game, I got through sort of a ticket online company that probably charged me double, but, tickets haven't been too much of a problem as long as you're willing to pay that more on the sort of ticket outlet thing.
What is the, what's the best stadium that you've been to so far?
The best stadium? In terms of atmosphere, I'd have to say Lambeau Field, when I saw them play the Vikings. That was a really warm, supportive vibe. Everywhere I go with a Bears wristband as a Bears fan, but I also support the home team of each stadium I go to.
So oh, I see.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So far, what's
the worst stadium?
Bizarrely enough, I think in terms of atmosphere, I would say Giant Stadium on the kickoff game when the Redskins came. That was a little bit anemic. It was okay, but last night going to the Jets game, sure, it was a completely different stadium. It was unbelievable. It was just completely different. So,
Adam, are you driving from stadium to stadium, or are you flying between all these cities?
I'm pretty much driving. I mean, I flew into New York for tonight for Pittsburgh and New York last night, and then I drive back. I fly to Denver next week, and then pick up where the car is, the hire car, and then carry on driving. So, apart from one or two games, I'm flying. So I've done 7,000 miles already since the beginning of the season,
and I've already crossed.
Have you been to Oakland?
No, I've been to San Fran and San Diego, and
not the same.
Out there has warned me of the Oakland environment, shall we say. Mm.
Adam, when you had this crazy idea a few months ago and thought about what it would be like, is it everything and more? Are you impressed? Are you disappointed? How do you think you feel so far?
I feel really great. I'm really impressed at how warm and hospitable all the tailgaters have been. And some people go up to them, like, I'm doing this trip, and they can, you know, can take a picture, blah, blah, blah. And some people are a little bit shocked. They're like, you're doing what? Who are you writing for? Who's making money out of this?
Right.
I'm like, no. I sold my apartment, and I'm the nutcase. I'm doing it, you know, so that more people can get into NFL. I'm the complete idiot. So then they're kind of like, oh, my God, here, please take some food, take some drink. My car, like, I have a jacket for it. You know, I mean, once they realize that I'm not here, you know, writing for a magazine or something. Although if a magazine would want me to write for them, I probably will.
Yeah, sure.
People have been amazing, really, really cool. And the other hard side of it has been, although it's a dream trip, I'm going to these great stadiums, me and great people, it's pretty hard work. Like, I'm driving often 600 miles a day plus.
Good times.
You know, trying to find hotels, trying to, like, logistically kind of get in touch with tailgaters and the teams and possibly media. So it's, you know, I don't want to just sit in the hotel and just make emails and stuff. I want to sort of go around the towns and take some pictures and meet people, meet the fans. And really, a lot of people have given me a lot of respect for driving it.
Sure.
So I, you know, get to see the country. I get to kind of stop off in these small towns and talk to people about football or anything really. So it's as much a kind of an interesting road trip through the States as it is, you know, analyzing football games.
If you're just tuning in, we have a crazy British NFL fan, Adam Goldstein, and he sold his apartment, came over here. He's going to go to every one, let's see, one home game for every team, correct?
Yep.
At least.
Yeah, plus a few more.
Now, people back at home, do they give you a hard time for liking our type of football rather than your type of football?
My friends don't, because I've been following it for so long and they've been really supportive, but a lot of people back home, some of the stereotypes are, oh, it's rugby with pads, oh, it's a bunch of meatheads, oh, it's so stop-starty, oh, I don't understand it. Hopefully, my trip, I'm sort of writing for a few websites back home, for free, I don't get paid, but I'm doing it anyway. Hopefully, people will kind of go, oh, that's a bit of a random, irreverent trip. I'll get into the sport, and they'll get into the sport that way. So I'd like to be a catalyst for more people to get into the league.
Sure. Now, Adam, we're almost out of time here, and I'm sure you've already thought of this, but somehow you have to make sure that the NFL knows what you're doing, because they're the ones who would look at you as a public relations bonanza and would probably hook you up with tickets for playoffs and Super Bowl just for the opportunity to continue to tell your story.
They know about me. They know about me plenty. So I think,
Are they annoyed with you?
No, I don't think they're annoyed. I think they're pleased. I think they just want to see if I'm the real deal. Or,
okay.
You know, if I burn out and... Well, I'm also sort of done some stuff with NFL UK at home, which is sort of, they're hosting the London game, and
right.
They've been supportive, but I wouldn't say they're throwing money at me and sponsoring me. And
if none of that happens, you will have realized a dream. And as a football fan, there's no bigger thrill than seeing every team in every city. So it sounds like you're doing exactly the right thing, and everything else is just going to be gravy. The blog, if you want to check it out, is adamsfootballtrip.com. We've been talking to Adam Goldstein. Adam, glad you came on. Maybe we'll catch up with you again in 4 or 5 games, see how you're doing.
Definitely. Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 641.
Kevin has managed to raise the level of discourse in our conversations a great deal over the years. All right, we got some people to introduce you to, and I'm very excited about this going on today. First of all, let's welcome our old friend back to the show. Chris Stenzel joins us. He is the owner of the best goddamn tattoo place in Los Angeles and vicinity, White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills. Hey, Chris, good to see you again. We have called you into service today because we want you and your team to meet K-Rock listener Rob, who joins us in the studio. Hey, Rob, how are you, dude?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
I'm a little bit surprised that you showed up. I thought you were just talking out your ass when we had you on the phone recently where you told us about the tattoo you wanted to get.
And who is the tattoo of?
The one and only, Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox.
Foxy lady. Rob, do I remember correctly, aren't you the same guy who 30 days ago called us because you weren't really sure who Megan Fox was?
Yeah. It's,
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
Not knowing who she is to getting a tattoo.
Hey, what can I say? I mean, you know, she's hot.
Yeah.
I think it took him one day. He called in one day. We said, go look him up online. Go look her up online. The next day, he called back and said, I want a tattoo of her.
Yeah. Well, that's a good choice.
And he was actually serious. That's bizarre.
But before you knew who Megan Fox was, there have to have been lots of other hot chicks throughout the years that you've admired and liked enough to think about. I mean, why her and not them?
Again, she's hot.
Okay.
What can I say? I mean, I called in. I didn't know who she was. I was driving around, and, you know, I heard everyone calling in. There's all these guys saying, hey, you know, they're willing to give limbs to be with her.
Right.
All these girls were saying, hey, you know, I'm willing to leave my wife or husband to be with her.
Yep.
And I'm all right, who is this woman?
Oh, that's the best one.
Who is this woman that everybody's willing to, you know?
But generally speaking, you would at least have seen some of, I don't know, her movies.
No,
and sort of fallen in love with her that way?
I don't know. I saw Transformers, but still, I didn't know who she was. You know,
right.
I
didn't register that.
Well, clearly Rob's a little slow. I mean, we've established that. There's no question about that. All right. So you make the decision that Megan Fox is for you. And by the way, no complaints here. That's a good choice. Right. Then you go the extra step to go, wow, now I need to get a tattoo. Why is it necessary for you to show your love that way?
Yeah, it was kind of a self-dare.
I dare me to do it.
I
figured if the Kevin and Bean Show was crazy enough to go with me to do it, you know, I'd show up.
I'm daring me. I might not do it. Don't be a pussy. Come on, me.
Stop.
So here I am, and, you know, let me be the first to announce to the world, you know, the start of Kevin Megan Fox Week.
Megan Fox Week.
Oh, all right.
Well, Foxtober is starting later this week.
Yeah. All right. This is kind of like the pre-party to the whole month.
I like it.
It is, yeah. Now, have you had discussions about your decision with friends and family?
My mom found out this morning as I was waking up at 4 in the morning that I was getting it done.
Son, why are you getting up at 4 instead of 2 p.m.?
Well, it's funny because my brother came and picked me up, my brother Augie, and she's like, hey, why are you here? He's like, oh, I'm going to go get Robbie tattooed on his ass.
Uh-huh. And you just kind of threw that out, and then your mom was fine with that.
No, he threw it out. I was trying to leave, and he's over here.
Don't say it.
And clearly there's no lady in your life, right?
No.
Well, I don't know if this is going to help or not. Chris from White Lotus Tattoo, how common is it for people to get a celebrity face put on their body?
You see a lot of Elvis and Johnny Cash, Marilyn Monroe, but
the classics, I guess.
Yeah, the classics. Yeah, the James Deans, and sometimes you get rock musicians' portraits tattooed on, but you don't see too many like
hot chicks.
Hot chicks. You know,
there's not enough, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bean.
Chris, what do you think of Megan Fox's Marilyn Monroe tattoo? I don't like it. Do you think it's a good tattoo?
You know, I was taking a look at it the other day, and it yeah, you know, it looks good. I think anything looks good on her.
Yeah,
to be honest.
She can pull it off.
Yeah, it could be.
She could write in permanent marker; it would be fine. She looks good.
Exactly.
Now you have a guy. Chris, you have a guy who is he specializes in portraits, right?
Yeah, I brought Ryan Rogers up here with me, and he's going to be doing the portrait today.
How tough is it to do a face? It seems like there's so much detail. It seems like there must be varying degrees of how much detail you want to try to put on someone's skin.
Right. It is a specialty tattoo. Some people could do it. Some people can't do it, and so that's why I brought Ryan up here. He's the man.
Is it just the face?
Yeah, it's just going to be a headshot.
Yeah.
Not like that, Mike.
Well, no pun intended.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe if you were to go down about chest high, you know, a bust of her.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah, maybe throw the chest in there.
That, of course.
Has he already drawn it?
Yeah, we've already got the pattern and everything.
Oh, you do?
Set
okay.
up. Yeah, everything's good to go.
Tell me about tattoos on the ass, Chris. How common are those, and what's the pain level like for that?
Yeah, please, Chris.
Rob's interested. Rob, do you have any tattoos?
He does. You I do. See some under his shirt.
What
are they
I have one on my
of?
Chest and a few on my leg.
Okay.
Yeah, the ass isn't so bad, you know.
Doesn't hurt too much?
No, it's not that bad at all. Oh, he's got his shirt off.
What is that?
That's a gargoyle.
Yeah, it's a gargoyle. Isn't it?
Wow, that's pretty that's big, a good one. Too.
That's my protector, so.
I got news for you. That's a great tattoo. Ain't protecting you.
didn't protect you from dumb ideas, I'll tell you that.
I guess it doesn't work against, you know, my own personal self.
Right, exactly.
Can't protect I'm sorry, Chris, me, you were but, saying you know. You were saying the ass is painful, is not painful?
It's not too much more painful than the rest of the body. It's tolerable. You know, nobody gets up and runs out of the shop, you know, when they're getting their butt tattooed.
What about Rob? Look at him. Size him up. You think he'll run?
Yeah, he might bolt.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of. We'll get a one-eyed Megan Fox on him.
Rob, what about Megan Fox on one cheek and Flava Flav on the other?
Oh, my God.
What about those two for president and vice president?
Oh, I would vote. Yeah, I would vote for that ticket in a minute, man.
In that order.
Me. Hey, you know what? You mentioned that. Lisa's looking at me like, you do it, huh?
You do it.
Yeah.
Dare yourself.
You dare me.
I dare you.
Chris, how long would a tattoo like the Megan Fox one that you've seen the drawing of, how long is that going to take?
We're looking at about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, perfect.
Well, if you have extra time, Flava Flav on the other
That's
side.
That's right.
He's in.
Draw a Viking helmet and we'll get going.
I don't think we brought enough in.
Oh, it's too bad.
Hey, right. And Megan, if you're listening, we would love you in here. I would love you to sign my butt
so
the boy from White Lotus could tattoo right underneath your,
that would be awesome.
Your portrait.
That's great. A good idea.
Hey, don't think we don't spend every single day trying to get Megan Fox on this show, but we're going to keep coming up with crazy stunts until she appears.
Until
I'll tell
comes.
You that. All right, we're going to move these guys into the other room. Chris is here from White Lotus Tattoo down in Laguna Hills. They do fantastic work. We've never had a dissatisfied customer from all the ones that we've used. WhiteLotusTattoo.net is the website, by the way. Rob, you're going to go and drop Trow in the other room, and I guess you guys are going to get started. We'll be checking in with you from time to time and see how Megan Fox is going to. Of course, we'll be taking pictures and putting them up at the K-Rock website, but it's a great day, and I think you're right, Rob. This is an outstanding kickoff to Foxtober, which is just a couple of days away.
There we go. Sorry, Mom.
Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox.
Remember we did the breakfast with Bush and the girl showed us her tattoo?
Yes.
She was the biggest Gavin Rosdale fan ever.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled up her shirt and her tattoo said Galvin.
Go Galvin.
With an L in it. We were like, what? That's tattooed? She said, yeah. We said, what kind of a fan are you? You don't even know his name. That was awesome.
I like Bush.
657 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll tell you all about the K-Rock sticker, new for 2009, and wait till you hear what you can win as a result of the sticker. Details in a minute. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for money. What's going on, Ralph?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Eagle Eye, in its debut weekend, scored a little over $29 million, making it number one by far this weekend at the box office. Then, Knights in Rodanthe. In its debut, made a little over $13 million. Made it number two, Lakeview Terror.
The Knights of Rodanthe, they fight a dinosaur or something? Is that? Do I have that right?
Yes. Richard Gere and Diane Lane fight dinosaurs.
Yes.
At the
round table for King Arthur.
Yes.
Lakeview Terror was number three. Fireproof was number four. Burn After Reading came in at number five. Igor, the animated film with John Cusack starring, was number six. Righteous Kill was seven. My Best Friend's Girl, number eight. Miracle at St. Anna's. In its debut, made just $3.5 million.
Wow.
That movie is over 2.5 hours long, by the way.
Oh.
That can't make it better.
That's number 9. And Tyler Perry's Family That Prays came in at number 10. Well, it's all over for Scarlett Johansson.
What's all over?
What?
She got married this weekend to Ryan Reynolds.
She did.
She did. This after saying, after she announced her engagement in May, I'm 23. There's no reason to rush into it. Everything just feels natural and relaxed regarding when they were going to get married. Well, I guess she did rush into it. She got married this weekend just outside Vancouver. Guests included her brother, Adrian Johansson, and Scarlett's mother, Melanie Sloan.
Boo!
Regarding the marriage, Scarlett's mom said, it could have been worse. It could have been Dane Cook.
Good point.
So that's one way to look at it, I guess. The only person worse than Ryan Reynolds.
What's the deal with him, Lisa? Why do chicks like him?
Well,
what
does
he have?
He's pretty ripped. I'll tell you, he's ripped. I don't think he's a very good actor. I don't think he's that handsome.
What was the excuse before he got ripped? He didn't get ripped until Blade Trinity,
I think. True. I can't explain it.
That doesn't make him...
Carrot Top is ripped.
I have never been his biggest fan. I really don't understand it.
You love him. Why?
It's not Alex. It's Alex.
I know. Alex does love him.
Yeah, but we can't use Alex as the barometer.
Alex says,
either.
Ryan Reynolds is hot and funny.
See, I don't get the funny part.
He might be hot.
Yeah. When has he ever been funny? Name one thing he's ever done that's funny.
Let me think. Nope. You got nothing.
Nope.
Although he's with Scarlett Johansson.
And we're not.
So he wins.
He's better than you.
He wins.
Heather Locklear busted over the weekend for driving while impaired.
This is a recently rehabbed Heather, right?
Well, she did go to rehab, but it was for anxiety and depression.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you had to go to rehab for anxiety and depression.
I heard it was cocaine, too.
Well, that would make you anxious and depressed, then, wouldn't it?
Yes, it might.
If you were all hooked on blow. Apparently, she was driving erratically out of a parking lot in Santa Barbara, California. Someone spotted her, narked on her. The chips showed up, and she was found in her vehicle, stopped on a freeway, blocking a lane.
My God.
So maybe it was a good thing to call the highway patrol.
No kidding.
She was arrested, released on her own recognizance without having to post bail. And apparently, it wasn't alcohol, but they are conducting tests to determine what drugs she may have been under the influence of when they pulled her over. So
she has crazy eyes in the mugshot, I'll tell you that.
That mugshot, yeah.
She still looks hot, though.
Very entertaining. Yes, very attractive. Yet crazy.
Attractive crazy.
And Jennifer Aniston may have a new boyfriend. Life and Style magazine claims that she is secretly dating Gerard Butler from 300.
Ooh, nice.
Oh. The magazine claims he showed up at her West Hollywood home last week around 5 p.m., and never left. No. He stayed for a couple hours, and when he was leaving, was grinning from ear to ear.
Well, now.
And they've been spotted together a couple times since, so perhaps they are an item.
It's time to face the hole.
That's a pretty good score for Jennifer Aniston, by the way. She's hooking up with Gerard Butler.
Definitely.
Sure. He's dreamy, too.
Sure.
Dreamier than freaking Ryan Reynolds. Today's celebrity birthdays, legendary rock and roll star Jerry Lee Lewis is 73 years old today.
All right.
Of course, equally famous for marrying his 13-year-old cousin at one
time. Sure, there is that.
Did happen.
13 and cousin.
Yep. That's a good combo. TV personality Bryant Gumbel is 60 years old. Comedian Andrew Dice Clay turns 51. Les Claypool of Primus is 45. And Josh Farro of Paramore turns 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
White Lotus Tattoo down in Laguna Hills, by the way, is in the other room, giving a K-Rock listener a Megan Fox tattoo on his ass. Apparently, the listener Rob's mom wants to talk to us. Apparently, she's not happy. I think we're about to get scolded.
I'd like to suggest that we test our powers of persuasion and we try to talk her into coming down and getting the same tattoo.
If we can do that, I will be impressed.
Okay.
That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, it's only a matter of time before we see some variation on this headline. Rehab singer dies of overdose. The headline writers are going to love the irony of that. Amy Winehouse continues her downward slide. We got to catch up with her. We like to talk to her every couple of weeks or so. On the phone from her flat in Britain, Miss Amy Winehouse joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Amy.
Oi, how's it going?
Good. We're looking for Amy, please.
Yeah, you say that every time, all right? It's me. It's Amy Winehouse.
But you have a man's voice.
I don't have a man's voice. I got my voice.
Okay.
That's what I have. Hey, me there, please. Oh, you sound like a man. That's me, all
okay,
right?
All right.
Amy, our
entertainment reporter Ralph had a story very troubling for us to hear this morning about something that happened to you at the end of summer ball in London this week. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, that was a great show. We had a great time doing that one. That was awesome.
Right.
I got on stage, and then it's all black. I have no idea.
You don't remember?
No, I'm hoping it went well, though.
Apparently a dancer asked to take a picture with you, and so you hit her in the mouth.
No.
Just punched her right in the face.
No, that's right out of line, that is.
That's what we're saying.
That is inappropriate behavior.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound good.
All right. Now I feel better about it. She probably deserves it, that bitch.
Well, she just asked for a photo, but then there was a photographer there, and you headbutted him at the show. I mean, what's going on with you?
Oh, that's funny.
That is kind of funny,
that
actually.
I bust his nose, that I make him bleed.
You don't remember
it? Like a stuck pig. I have no idea.
You don't remember
it? I need to start having someone follow me around and document my life.
I think that would cause more trouble than it's worth.
In moments of clarity, I could watch the video and find out what I'm doing.
Do you have...
Oh.
Sorry, little breakfast.
Do you have moments of clarity?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Usually it's about 5:13 in the afternoon to about 5:17.
So full 4 minutes.
Sorry.
You are a delightful little flower.
My kippers are coming up.
Amy, do you feel strong and healthy?
I do now.
You sound it.
I think my diaphragm's working.
Sure. All right, what about this other story we heard recently? Apparently you borrowed some dresses from one of the big designers in Britain to wear on some TV shows, and then you wouldn't return them, and when you did, they were caked in vomit and mold. Any of that sound familiar?
No. I do love dresses. I do love dressing up. I like looking good.
Right.
I like to put on my best face.
Well, according to the article, Harvey, you haven't had a good face in quite some time.
How dare you!
Harvey Nichols loaned you $25,000 worth of silk and satin dresses, and apparently you went on an all-night bender and ended up in front of the toilet, and somehow the dresses got thrown up on, and you didn't take it back right away, so they sat in the corner, and apparently there was mold growing on it.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Nope.
Wait, Harvey Levin lent me some dresses.
Harvey Nichols lent you some dresses, $25,000 worth, and you returned them with moldy puke on them.
That doesn't make – who would do that?
Who would do that?
That's the point.
That sounds horrible. That's
it's
disgusting.
Rude.
Just the idea of it.
Right.
No. That's a fountain of vomit.
That makes me sick just to think about it.
Hey, Beer Mug.
Hey, Bean. What's going on? Kevin, Lisa, Mike, how's
hey,
it going?
Mugs.
Hi.
Mugs. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I apologize. Let me back up. I forgot we had a big intro for Beer Mug.
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions.
Where he has failed at each and every one.
Yeah, how could he not mention that?
Terrible.
So, Mug, we haven't seen you in a while, but you look great. You seem sober. What's been going on, dude?
I seem sober. I feel terrible, and I am kind of hungover
you
from last
drink.
Night. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, I've been playing with Mr. the Fish, Rodney, and anybody and everybody I could get my hands on.
That's a 1-2 punch right there.
And they wonder why Beer Mug drinks. Look at his job here at K-Rock. It's babysitting Rodney and Jed.
Yeah.
No, the reason Mug is here today is because we are kicking off, and we're very excited about this, the new K-Rock sticker campaign. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, guys, it's just a bumper sticker. They haven't been interesting for 60 years. But first of all, you're wrong, because there's a K, an R, an O, and a Q on this bumper sticker.
There is.
And it's in red, gray, and black for the first time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
How
Never
about that? Exciting.
How do you like us now?
How about that?
Now, we hand out the K-Rock bumper stickers for free, of course, and you put them on your car, which is great, and we appreciate that, continuing to spread the world-famous K-Rock. But we also give back, don't we, Kevin? Don't we have
do.
Something for you, the K-Rock listener?
Well, here's what you do. You fill out the back of the sticker and send it in, or you can go online and register. And right. the grand prize is going to be a new car. A 2009 Toyota Matrix.
Damn.
Yay!
And the K-Rock Golden Ticket, which is for 2009, you get to go to every single K-Rock show.
Including Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas.
You're right.
Kidding.
And I don't want people to think it's just Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas.
No,
I mean, there's maybe, you know, 30, 40 shows a month.
Whoa.
And you can get into any of them if you win this.
That's amazing.
K-Rock Golden Ticket.
So wait. So hold on a second.
Yep.
Now, so when we say, hey, K-Rock presents The Offspring at the Forum, you get to go to that show, instance.
And then the next night when we say...
And then the next, because you win the card. Then the next night we say, hey, Rise Against is at the Palladium. Boom, you're there for that show. And then we say, hey, the Warped Tour is coming to town. Boom, you're at that show. It's everything K-Rock does for all of 2009.
Then we say, hey, Cobra Starship. And then you go, well, I can skip one. But if you want to go, you get tickets to every single K-Rock show. So those are the prizes. And I believe both prizes go to one winner, correct?
Correct.
The car, the 2009 Toyota Matrix, and the K-Rock Golden Ticket.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so how's it going to work, Mug? How do people get their stickers?
So this is how it goes. Starting today at noon, any Del Taco location, we're going to be at the Huntington Beach one at 7175 West Yorktown Avenue in Huntington Beach today. And starting at noon, I will be there with my street team posse, and we are going to be having some fun and interesting contests to hold. First of all, you're going to come in the restaurant, get your sticker, throw it on your car, throw it on your girlfriend's butt if she's wearing white pants. Anywhere that sticker is going to look fantastic. You put it on and you fill out the back to possibly win the golden ticket and the Matrix. And don't go home yet. We're going to have contests for you to do on location, such as, you ready for this, guys?
Mm-hmm.
First, we're going to do a burrito between your knees race.
A burrito between your knees race.
We have the promotion team has been wonderful. We've planned all this out. Aisa, Chuck, Amy,
that was
Adrian.
My nickname, by the way, in high school, was burrito between your knees.
Yeah. And then we're going to have someone do a burrito target shoot at a...
Why are you talking like we're retarded?
I got to be clear to all the K-Rock audience here, Kevin. So what we're going to do is... Amy and Aisa and Chuck and Adrian, they made a cutout of me.
Right.
A banner, life size.
Right.
Me pointing to my stomach, topless.
Right.
With the letters strewn across my stomach saying, feed the beast.
Right.
And you're going to have to shoot a burrito through that. And it's tough. I tried it out.
I saw the video on krock.com. You're riding a tricycle.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on with you, but is it every day at noon?
Someplace
else?
It's going to be today, Monday. Obviously.
Correct.
And then we're going to do one Wednesday in Anaheim.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's going to, it's every other day. During the weekend, we're going to do some on Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what can they win?
They could win. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, we're going to have Foo Fighters tickets today.
Who's not?
Nice.
It's fantastic.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he has concert tickets and other prizes at each location.
Very cool.
And if you go to krock.com, you can find out all the details about where he's going to be and when.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get the K-Rock sticker at any Del Taco in Southern California.
Yes, and if you're morbidly obese and you cannot leave the house, you can enter it at krock.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's going to be good.
But honestly, we don't want to waste the golden ticket on somebody who's not going to be able to get out of their fat ass out of their chair.
No kidding.
That's true. That is true.
When is the grand prize drawing for the golden ticket and the 2009 Toyota Matrix?
It's going to be 3 weeks from now on the 20th of October.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to, the economy's terrible. Come out and win some free stuff.
No kidding.
All right. There you go. So you're going to be in Huntington Beach today from noon to 2.
Yeah. 7175 West Yorktown Avenue. If you can't write this down and you're driving in the car, you can go to krock.com for all the locations.
Fantastic. Are you going to be able to stay
sober? Sounds pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it does.
Are you going to be able to stay sober until noon?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Beer Mug. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great time.
We'll see you out there.
728. Let's change topics for a second. We got our other K-Rock listener in the room, and he's getting a tattoo of Megan Fox.
Yes, he is.
And we have a phone call from Rob's mom. Hey, Rob's mom.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Your boy is crazy.
Yes.
He seems very nice, though.
Very nice. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
How do you feel about his choice of Megan Fox on his ass?
I don't like it. I don't like tattoos, period.
Have you seen her, though?
No, and I really don't care.
That would make a big difference, Mom.
You would
really
be singing a different tune.
It's on his butt. She'll probably never have to see it if she doesn't want to.
No.
I think it's on his calf,
by the
way.
Oh, they moved down to his calf now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. So my bad. You'll be seeing it.
But she's really hot, Mom.
I have no idea who she is.
I know, but
I'm pretty sure she is a very lovely girl. I'm pretty sure she is.
She's very, very hot.
No. Tattoos are not my vocabulary.
Is it difficult to bond with your son, Rob? Is he a little out there?
No.
Not at all.
He's a very loving guy.
Well, here's what I would suggest, because I think he would really, this would mean a lot to him. I think if you came down and got the same tattoo on your calf.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm just saying. So then, you know, you would have that in common with your son, and you could bond.
No.
But you'll always look back on the day that you guys got your tattoos, though.
Naturally. It's been a very natural process, and he's been a very easy loving son, too.
He seems like a cool kid, but until today, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, every child out there has their little quirks. I'm pretty sure your mom has some with you, too.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
No question.
Hey, Mom, how old a guy is Rob?
How old is he?
Uh-huh.
He's 28.
Oh, and he's still living at home with you, right?
Yes.
Well, this tattoo is going to catapult him to the next level. Seriously, this is going to be the beginning of turning it around for Rob.
Mom, I got to tell you, we're going to throw this tattoo in for free if you want to come down.
No, thank you.
Mom?
No.
You have the same tattoo as your son. People look at you and go, wow, that woman really loves her son.
She's so cool.
No.
No.
Right.
Not happening.
All right.
No.
Well, you can't stop him, though.
Well, when his brother told me this morning, I was a little bit caught off guard and they took off on me.
Yeah.
Had he been, 18, I think I would have probably grabbed him by his shirt and threw him back on the floor or something. But, no, I don't like tattoos, and I'll give you my very, very personal reason for it. And things might have changed by now, but I don't know. A few years ago, his sister was, diagnosed with leukemia.
Right.
And during that time, the doctor said that, you know, she might have to go through some very extensive care. And they told me that anybody with tattoos was automatically counted out. And
is a blood donor?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you're not factoring in how hot Megan Fox is.
It really doesn't matter because, you know...
But there are a lot of people without tattoos that give blood.
This is America, and we have the freedom to do as we choose,
right,
as we're young adults and
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, it's just something that really doesn't – I see a guy with a tattoo walking down the street and I'll cross the street. I've seen, very, very nice gentlemen, nice-looking suit, everything. Uh-huh. And sometimes they'll pull their arm straight out, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's just something that's not natural to me. It's just
Mom, what about if somebody loves America so much they get USA or they get an American flag or something like that? Would that make a difference?
No, it bothers me to the point that, if you want to get a little tattoo, a little something to say who you are, that's fine. We are in America. You can do what you want.
Exactly.
But when you're going to extremes and consistently covering your body and stuff like that, it's like, hey, guy, didn't you say enough the first time?
It's not radiation poisoning. I mean, it's...
it's just a picture.
It doesn't make a person bad. You know that, right?
I do think that you can give blood if you have tattoos, but there's a time period that you have to wait. I'm not an expert, but I think there's a time period...
I think you're right, Lisa.
...where you can't give blood, but eventually you can again. You're not eliminated forever.
Right. But at the time, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if things have changed since then. This was almost 7 years ago, and she's in remission. So that's
good.
A good thing, But one of the things the doctor was saying, she has a few siblings, which was great. So he had a lot to choose from.
Right, sure.
But if he would have been the one to save her life, he couldn't have at that time.
Mom, I'll tell you what. In the unlikely event that blood is needed, we'll find a K-Rock listener to step in for Rob if he's unable to give, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what time are you going to be down here?
Excuse me?
What time are you coming down to get your tattoo?
I am not coming down.
Mom!
No.
I thought we were making progress.
Nope.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to have pictures up at krock.com by the end of the show today of the Megan Fox tattoo on your little boy. And we want to thank you for calling in. We enjoyed talking to you. Okay, Mom?
Okay.
All right. We'll see you in about 2 hours.
Okay.
been a while since we've had the latest in our continuing Ask series, but in honor of White Lotus being in the house today for the Megan Fox tattoo, we're going to do Ask a Tattoo Artist coming up after 8 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, the Afro Line is on the air 24 hours a day. We've got this answer machine set up just for you because we know it's tough for you to get through when we're on the air sometimes. You can call and tell us what you think at 323-520-AFRO.
We had a CSI guy come in on Friday with a black light.
Yes.
And he went through the studio and found out where there were fluids, shall we say.
I heard my chair was
one of them was Lisa May's
good.
Chair.
I heard that.
By the way.
And I immediately emailed Bean and said, I don't leak.
Well, something's going on.
Someone suggested that.
Well, that was a suggestion. Jed also sits in that chair.
That's true. So let's keep that in mind.
But that's what this guy is calling about.
Little black light, little black light, you've shown me all the stains. Little black light, little black light, please tell me who's to blame.
Lisa?
The most absolutely. The most disturbing part about that for folks who weren't listening on Friday is the CSI guy comes in with a black light, and this is what they use at crime scenes. This is how they find out if there's blood or, well, other fluids that may come out of a body.
Or hair or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And the highest concentration of body fluids in the studio was not, thank God, on the controls in front of Kevin. It was on Mike's hands.
Yeah. His hands were glowing.
Yes, glowing. Yeah. And a little investigation revealed why. And I got to tell you, that's not what you want going on during the show, is it?
By the way, if you don't mind, I don't know how to say this. It was also...
Say it. I want to know.
His hands were glowing.
Uh-huh.
As was his hair. Okay, let's change the subject now and talk about the love of the K-Rock music.
Hey, can you guys play that new Killer song that just came out a couple of days ago? I'm not tired of it yet. Assholes.
Come on, dude. You're either human or you're a dancer. So you got to pick.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know I really love that new Cher song you guys are playing. That human dancer. I like it. It's a hit. Keep playing it.
Cher is back in a big way. Here's a dude that apparently has called the Afro Line many times.
Hey, guys. I was wondering... never going to get on the Afro Line. Oh my God, you guys are playing it right now. It's actually on? Oh my God, that's crazy!
We've lost that guy.
I could get really confused if I started thinking about that call and how it worked.
Yes. White Pants, you're advertising the back door.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying I'm good with the back door.
White Pants, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they f*** your p***?
Oh. White pants!
Woo! So yesterday I saw this girl. She's wearing white pants that were so white, they were blinding. And I guess since white pants are science, you just could say she was blinding me with science. Hit it, Steve!
Come on! He said hit it, Steve!
Blinded me with science!
What do you mean, boo? How could you boo that?
That
rules. Here's something you should not do, probably.
I was, pounding the old lady the other day, giving her the old one-two, the old heave-ho. And I thought just for S and giggles, I'd call her Megan Fox. Well, she didn't appreciate that very much and told me I wasn't going to get laid for at least a month. And I said, a month? A month. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Hey, she wishes she were Megan Fox, and so do you.
Yeah. The love for Lisa May continues.
Lisa May, Lisa May, oh how much I love Lisa May.
That's right. How you doing, Lisa?
How you doing?
Duh. Of course, he doesn't know she leaks, but...
Oh, we're not sure of that yet. We're testing today.
Need to do more tests.
I wasn't supposed to say anything. You got the Obama preacher, the preacher that hates Obama.
You know I love this guy.
Yeah.
The difference between Obama's mama and Bristol Palin is that Obama's mama was trash. I mean, she was dirt. She was a bag of trash sitting on the sidewalk waiting there in Honolulu on one of those streets for the garbage truck to come by and pick her up and take her to the dump.
Wow. That's a preacher.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something else about Obama's mama. Obama's mama would hold herself in the Bahamas. Obama's mama would charge up too much money at Benihana's. And Obama's mama caused the death of the lead singer of Nirvana. God damn Obama's mama.
That guy really hates her. I'm not quite sure why.
Ralph, the tattoo guy's here from White Lotus. Why don't you get your Donovan McNabb tattoo today? You've been talking about it.
Don't remember ever talking about that.
You're number five underneath your eye right here.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh. He's your boyfriend.
Get on my tongue. Okay. Get a five on my tongue.
That's fine.
There you go. I'm about to get a tattoo under his tongue. All right, just leave it out there. For half an hour, you just have to leave your tongue.
I wonder if that's possible. We'll have to ask him. We're going to do Ask a Tattoo Artist when he comes.
I assume you
in.
Could inject ink into any part of your body.
Yeah, I would too.
You could get your colon tattooed if you wanted.
I don't, but that's a nice offer.
Like you haven't had your colon tattooed by
I have not.
Several gentlemen in the back.
We will ask him all of those questions, and you'll have a chance to call in to Ask a Tattoo Artist coming up after the news at 8 right now. Monday morning, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. As expected, Eagle Eye was number one at the box office. A lot of people rushed off to see the new Shia LaBeouf movie.
That guy, by the way, is strong.
Yes,
Shia
he is.
LaBeouf is a
good
actor. Great
actor. Excellent actor.
And every movie he's in is good and a hit,
yep.
By the way.
Yep. Made almost $30 million in its debut. Good enough to make it number one by far. Knights in Rodanthe came in at number two. $13.6 million made it number two. Lakeview Terrace, the Samuel L. Jackson movie, came in at number three. Fireproof, in its debut, made $6.5 million.
Is that the Kirk Cameron movie?
Fireproof.
Is that what that is?
I have never heard of Fireproof.
Me either.
I think it's a
but
Christian
I thought it was just
movie.
Me.
I think it's a Christian movie.
Okay.
So he's a firefighter with marriage trouble or something, I think.
Ah, and then Jesus helps him put out fires?
I think so. I think that's how it goes.
Jesus suits up and grabs a hose.
Oh.
Burn After Reading was number five. Igor. You know, Young Frankenstein has ruined the name Igor for me forever. I see Igor. I see I-G-O-R. I know it's Igor. I know that's how you pronounce it. But I always go to Igor.
Yeah.
Because in Young Frankenstein, they have that battle about how to pronounce Marty Feldman's name. Makes me crazy. Righteous Kill, number seven. My Best Friend's Girl was number eight. Miracle at St. Anna's. Anna was number nine. And Tyler Perry's Family That Prays, number 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of movies, we'd be remiss if we didn't spend at least a moment acknowledging the passing of legendary film actor Paul Newman over the weekend. Tragic news, although at 83 years old, a life well lived.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude was one of the best actors in motion pictures, was an activist, was a race car driver, humanitarian, raised a lot of money for charity. Seemed like he filled his life with good stuff. You hate to see a guy like that pass, but
had a hell of a salad dressing, too.
He did. And I love his popcorn.
He had a great line once. You know, he was famously married to his wife, Joanne Woodward, fellow Oscar winner, for over 50 years.
Yeah.
And they asked him once, how do you resist the temptation? You know, you're Paul Newman. Remember, back in the day, the best-looking guy in the world, right?
Absolutely.
How do you resist the temptation? He's like, you got steak at home. You don't go out for hamburger. Which was, I'm sure got him in very good graces with his wife for many, many years to come.
And then all of his guy friends went, come on!
Nominated 10 times for an Oscar. Won once for Color of Money with Tom Cruise. Two other honorary Oscars were also awarded to him. If you've never seen him in action, do yourself a favor. Rent The Verdict or Color of Money or Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or The Sting or Cool Hand Luke. There's about a dozen films you can choose from that will blow you away how good he is.
He's a douche.
Is that all right with you, Kevin?
Oh, come on.
How dare you, young man? Do you mind if Ralph recommends some Paul Newman
movies? No, go ahead.
He's old. Dead.
They came out a few years ago, Kevin. They're not current.
Enjoy.
Sure, it's all right?
I've seen The Sting.
Wow.
Very impressive.
That's the only one.
I've never seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, I may have seen that one.
One of the greatest films. Yeah.
You'd love The Verdict, too, by the way, Kev.
Boy, I
love
a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds got married in Canada.
Married.
So it's not legal, right? Because
this goes along with my theory. Nothing good ever happens in Canada. They just got engaged in May, and at the time, Scarlett said she had no plans of rushing into marriage. But Ryan Reynolds said, come on, do this before you wake up and realize I'm Ryan Reynolds. So she felt coerced, but had to do it. Here's some good news. Adnan Galib's back in the news.
Oh, boy.
Talking to the press saying he will sell a sex tape featuring himself and Britney Spears, if The Price is Right.
I didn't know that they were sexually active together.
We didn't really know what was going on.
Girlfriend for a while.
I just thought they were friends, and he was a quasi manager. I didn't know that
he was the one she bought the pregnancy test with.
This isn't Sam Lufty we're talking about. You know, this isn't Sam Lufty.
Yeah.
This
I can't keep them all straight.
This is Adnan Galib, the paparazzo.
Yeah, this is the paparazzo that was her boyfriend.
Right. Okay, all right.
And the guy
gave her a good deal on cell phones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He had the inverted Hitler kind of goatee thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He had the soul patch from hell. Adnan says there is such a tape.
Yeah.
I won't discuss prices for hypothetical inquiries unless there is a locked-in deal. I will go no further. I am not interested in selling out any other details about Britney.
Just the sex tape.
Just the two-hour
just
sex tape, which apparently features Britney naked, wearing just a pink wig in Mexico while he bangs her.
Okay, but didn't he come into her life when she wasn't at top form? You know what I mean?
Like, he was during the nightmare period, the mess period, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, so that's going to stop you.
Oh, no, I'd watch it.
I'm not watching because she isn't in top form.
I'd watch it.
Then what difference does it make?
I'm saying it would be better if he got her when she was hot.
Sure.
That's all.
Better if she was 18.
I'll watch it.
It's the sex tape with Britney Spears.
I'll watch it. What do you
guys
want from
looking
me?
Looking for midget mini-me porn. He's going to draw the line. Britney Spears not being in her top form.
She could lose about 10 pounds.
I don't know. She's about 10 pounds overweight, guys. I can't really look at that.
I'm going back to two girls, one cup. Thanks.
Although you do have Britney Spears being crazy, and that makes for probably some pretty interesting sex as well.
I don't care what's going on. I want to see it. I want to see it now.
All right.
Now, I know we often debate the legalities of these, but Ralph, Britney, if she doesn't sign off, if it's not okay with her, can he legally sell it?
We'll ask Harvey Levin.
There you go. That's He's a lawyer.
All right. He's going to be on the 8 o'clock hour.
There
we'll ask
you go.
Him.
He's the guy to ask. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I bet she's just crazy in bed. I bet she's just nuts.
I bet she is.
Speaking of the Spears family and being nuts, Jamie Lynn Spears is moving to Los Angeles to be closer to her big sister.
Oh, that's great. That's the influence she needs.
Yep. She wants a little help raising the kid, and she thinks Britney would be able to help her out.
Because Britney got hers taken away?
Look at her track record, raising those kids so well.
What the hell?
Jamie Lynn is reportedly looking for a house in the $4 million range. It's a nice range to be in.
Disney pays.
She's Nickelodeon, I think, Jamie Lynn.
Is she?
Yeah, she's not Disney. Boy, Bean, you just couldn't be more wrong today.
I don't all know. Over the place. Nickelodeon's not part of Disney? I didn't know that.
I'm happy that he doesn't know Ralph.
Nickelodeon is a fine Viacom company, which, by the way, only does great things across the board.
Sure.
Including CBS and other powerful entertainment entities of great worth and social value.
Blah, blah, blah.
Apparently, it means she's trying to get away from her baby daddy, Casey Aldridge, since there are rumors surfacing that he's allegedly been unfaithful throughout their relationship.
Hmm.
I read he banged the nurse in the birthing room.
Take two.
I read that he banged the nurse in the delivery room.
Wow. That's extreme.
That's being unfaithful.
That is.
I love take two. I carry that with me everywhere.
Useful. I actually brought it in for me, but it seemed to work there. So.
Yeah, very well.
Take two.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the pioneers of rock and roll, 73 years old today.
And tell Kevin why they call him the killer, Ralph.
Because he killed some dude.
He kills many of his wives.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. They all die of mysterious circumstances when Jerry's done with them.
Bryant Gumbel, whitest black man in America, is 60 years old today. Comedian Andrew Dice Clay turns 51. Les Claypool of Primus is 45. And Josh Farrell, guitarist for Paramore, is 21 years old today. You're the guitarist for Paramore.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Now you get to go have a drink.
Now he can go into clubs.
Finally. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the
Have you heard about the brand new K-Rock sticker? You can pick it up at any Southern California Del Taco location. Fill out the back, send it in, or go to krock.com and register online, by the way, and have a chance at winning a 2009 Toyota Matrix and perhaps the greatest prize we've ever given away, the K-Rock Golden Ticket.
Yay!
You go to every K-Rock show for all of 2009. Again, the K-Rock sticker is picked up at all Del Taco locations, and one of the stores in Huntington Beach is where our friend Beer Mug is going to be with lots of prizes you can win. Go to krock.com for those details.
Be cool when, like, Foo Fighters come to play, you know, for four nights. You get to go every night. You're going to die.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This golden ticket will kill you.
But the sticker has healing powers, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
Let's say good morning to Chris Stenzel, who is the owner of White Lotus Tattoo. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
How's our boy, K-Rock listener Rob, doing with one of your guys in the other room getting his Megan Fox tattoo?
He's doing good. I just got him a Kleenex. He was crying a little bit.
Aww. Yeah. His mom was really crying.
Yeah, his mom's a little upset.
He wasn't happy. We always go to White Lotus for all of our tattooing needs here at K-Rock. They do a fantastic job down there in Laguna Hills. It's whitelotustattoo.net. And we thought, since you're here this morning anyway, here's something we've never done, and we have so many questions. Let's ask a tattoo artist.
Tattoo me, baby. Ask her. Tattoo me, baby.
And now Kevin and Bean are gonna ask a tattoo artist guy.
Have you ever tattooed somebody's face? Where did you tattoo? Where was the weirdest place? Did anybody want a tattoo that was so gay? So gay you had to say no way.
Tattoo me, baby. Ask her.
And now Kevin and Bean are gonna ask a tattoo artist guy.
And this is weak.
Aw, come on. We're going to take your calls in a minute at 1-800-520-1067 if you have questions for Chris. But we got a few to get us started. Chris, how long have you been tattooing, for starters?
About 12 years now.
And why'd you get into it? Why was this an appealing line of work for you?
Well, I didn't want to have a normal job, I guess. I'm pretty lazy. And I always was an artist from the time I was a kid and started getting tattooed at the tender age of 16. And
what was your first tattoo?
You know, some sweet skulls with a spider web and, you know, all that tough stuff. It's gone now. It's been long since covered up. Mm-hmm. And, I became friends with a guy who was tattooing me and started bringing in artwork, and he kind of nudged me in that direction, and I haven't regretted it ever since.
You have amazing. To feel great about being able to do something that's artistic, first of all, since that's kind of your background, and also knowing that your work is going to live for decades. I mean, you're a guy who, you know, for better or worse, some would argue, is really making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, you know, people could get over really bad experiences in their life sometimes with a tattoo, something that commemorates a passing of a loved one, mm-hmm. or some people come in and they've, you know, gotten over cancer and they get the ribbon tattooed on them, and you know, it's awesome. It's a great job, and I really wouldn't want to do anything else.
Sometimes you come between a guy, say Rob, and his mom. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
I've break up families.
I've been disappointing parents for a very long time.
Hey, that should be our slogan.
Exactly. Like disappointing it. Parents for a very long time.
Chris, has tattooing changed much in the last, say, 25 years or something like that? Or are we essentially doing it the same way that humans did it 1,000 years ago?
It hasn't changed much in the last 100 years. You know, the machines are relatively the same concept. They just, you know, they improve on that. And the art has definitely gotten much, much better over time. We're starting to get, you know, college graduates from, you know, really good art schools that are becoming tattoo artists, and it's definitely changed it in that respect.
What will your tattoos look like in 25 years? And the reason I ask is because every time you run into some sailor from World War II, his tattoos look like ass.
Yeah, they look like hell.
Now that he's 65, you know?
Right. Well, back then, they weren't all that big on, you know, changing needles in between tattoos.
Sure.
So you would end up with these really dull needles. I don't think those tattoos looked all that great to begin with, and then they don't heal them well, and then they sit on the deck of a, you know, a battleship for, sure. you know, 4 years, getting sun on it and
sure.
destroying it. But, you know, all beauty fades, and I don't really care what my tattoos are going to look like when I get old.
Because I think that's one of the things that people keep in mind before they get a tattoo is, okay, right. this is great at 25, but sure. how am I going to feel about it at 50? I mean, is it going to look reasonably the same, or does it fade, and also your skin kind of moves a little bit, screws it up?
I think it depends on the person, really, how well you take care of your skin and how well you take care of your body. If you see a lot of sun, you're going to end up looking like, you know, paper mache when you're 80 years old anyway.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that have gotten tattoos in the last, you know, 20 years that have taken very good care of their skin and good care of their body and their health, and their tattoos look, you know, very, very good still.
I always thought it'd be fun to tattoo my penis black.
Yeah,
it would look
so much bigger.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, look at this. Huh? What do you think about this?
Just put a little purple on the head and you'll be set.
Oh, my God.
let's talk about body parts, Chris, because right ahead of the news, we were having a discussion about whether you could get a tattoo on your tongue or not. Where on the body can't you get a tattoo? Is there any place?
You could tattoo any skin, but the palm of the hand, the bottom of the feet, areas like that where you don't have a lot of, you know, pores and stuff, they have a tendency to fall out or wear out or just become really inconsistent.
So your tongue, you can?
You can tattoo the tongue. There actually is a...
Because don't they have to dry for a while or whatever?
No, there's a... No, it's fine. I've actually tattooed somebody's tongue before, and the Hawaiians have a traditional tattoo that actually goes on the tongue.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did the guy get on his tongue? Do you remember?
Was it just sit here?
Yeah, like you'd expect?
Like, it was like a tribal rows of dots down the tongue, and yeah, it was a little awkward for me to do it, but he was a friend of mine, so, you know, I did it.
We're surprised, or maybe I should rephrase it, maybe you know something we don't. Are there such things as... temporary tattoos that you can get that will fade in 5 years or something, or one year for that matter?
No. There's a lot of rumor of it. I haven't seen it, but I would assume that a tattoo that fades over time, if it's going to last 5 years, it'll probably start to look like hell after 2.5 years and then eventually fade away.
A crappy tattoo to begin with.
Yeah. What fun is a temporary tattoo?
What kind of morons come into your store?
Actually, I'm really fortunate that I've got a really good clientele. Every once in a while, you'll get an idiot that comes in.
But you were talking about somebody who misspelled.
Right, yeah. I had a guy come in, got all of his kid's name on him, but his newborn, Michael, he didn't really know how to spell his name properly, and he was pretty confident of it, and I wrote it out as he spelled it and showed it to him and said, spell check this, and he says it looks good. I put it on him. He comes back an hour later, you know, and... a little bit with a bruised ego, and his wife informed him that he's very stupid.
Why don't they just change the baby's name at that point?
That's what I was saying.
That's right. Less trouble. Sure. Well, Michael is a pretty exotic name, too.
Oh, I know.
You understand why it'd be tough to spell. Yeah. There must be times in the years that you've been doing it that you just say no when somebody comes in and wants a tattoo, right?
That's true. Yeah, I have turned people away.
For what? What's the mainly why?
Drunk?
People are drunk?
No, well, yeah, we won't touch anybody who's intoxicated or doesn't seem of sound mind when they come walking through the door. We turn away any gang or racist tattoos.
Oh, I see.
I won't do it. I won't have anything to do with that sort of stuff. Usually, if an 18-year-old comes in and they want to get something on their hand or on their fingers and it's their first tattoo, we'll turn them away. It's a bad choice to do something like that.
Really?
At such a young age.
So you turn them away because it's a bad choice?
Yeah, I'll talk people out of a bad idea if I feel necessary. I mean, they could go somewhere else and do it.
Of course,
and somebody will do it, but I just don't want to have my. I don't want to be involved with it.
Do people get pornographic tattoos sometimes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Anything unusual? I mean, I'm thinking of Steve-O's tattoo that involves a little baby. I don't want to describe it, but do you get some that you just can't believe are so foul that somebody would want that out there for the world?
Yeah, demon girls in the 69 position and stuff like that. You know, you get all types.
Demon girls like it that way too. You know,
they really do.
You know what I'm saying?
They really do. You just can't stop them.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. We have a lot of great questions already on hold.
Oh, awesome.
So ask a tattoo artist.
Have you ever tattooed somebody's face? Where did you tattoo? Where was the weirdest place? Did anybody want a tattoo that was so gay? So gay you had to say, no, no, no way!
Tattoo me, baby! Ask her, ask her!
And now Kevin and Bean are gonna ask a tattoo artist guy.
Chris Stenzel is the owner of White Lotus Tattoo down in Laguna Hills. WhiteLotusTattoo.net is the website. He is kind enough to spend some time taking your questions at 1-800-520-1067 for Ask a Tattoo Artist. Why don't we start with, let's start with Danny in Culver City on line 6. This is a topic that has come up on our show many times. In fact, less than an hour ago, we had KROQ listener Rob's mom on with this attitude that Danny is asking about. Hey, Dan, you're on with the tattoo artist. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, I just wanted to know, what do you say to people when they judge your tattoo still? Guys like Rob's mom, you know, who come at you with just a negative connotation about it.
Yeah, I thought that was past. I mean, to me, that seemed like that's been over for
10, 15 years?
Yeah, a lot of people have gotten over that.
But I'm sure you get that, though.
Sure. Every once in a while, you'll get somebody who just goes, I can't believe you did that to your body. It's so disgusting. And, yeah. The best thing to do is to educate
people.
Hit him
in the face.
You can hit him in the
face.
Okay,
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Reinforcing the stereotype.
Yeah.
But as you're hitting them in the face, you know, try to educate them. Because
okay.
A lot of the people that I tattoo are educators or they're policemen, you know, and the people that, you know, that run the county and the state, and a lot of people have tattoos.
Of course.
And it's not just dirty, you know, gangbanging
biker
dudes. You know, it's grown a lot since then. And,
thanks for the call. I wonder how long till we have our first tattooed U.S. president. I mean, we got a guy running who might win now who's only 47. So
right.
It seems like a matter of time before somebody's going to be up for it, right?
Get a little skull and bones tattoo on their neck. And-
yeah. All right. Let's take Alicia in Laguna Hills. She's on line one. Hi, Alicia. You're on the Kevin Amin Show. Ask Chris Denzel.
Hi. I was wondering, being a tattoo artist,
right.
You get a lot of play.
A lot of play.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
Well, me personally.
Yes, you personally.
Not so much. I don't have the gift of gab or any game, but I know a lot of people that use it to their advantage.
Do you have a wife or girlfriend?
Not currently, no.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm a loser.
No, but I'm saying that you already have an opening. They're already accepting it. That's not what I meant, that kind of opening.
If we were at the bar, what are the chances of you buying me a Jaeger shot?
Oh.
Do you know her now?
Oh, I know who this is.
Okay.
A sneaky woman.
Yeah, sneaky. Sneaky, the chances are very good.
Sounds like she wants Chris's stencils, what it sounds like.
Wow. Now, the chances were good or are again going to be good? Are you setting up? What's happening here?
What?
I'm just asking if again.
All right.
Oh, again. Oh, no.
Again. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll let you two handle that one off here. Thank you for calling, Alicia. Bobby is in Irvine on line two. Another question I'm sure you get asked a lot, but that's what we're here for. Bobby, go ahead. You're on with a tattoo artist.
Yeah, I was wondering, you hear about a lot about tattoo removal, and there's like the laser one. And
right.
You hear about the one where...
Okay, they come at him like that.
Come on!
What about tattoo removal?
That didn't make it to the air. Don't worry about it. But this is
tattoo removal. I think the laser is the best way to go. I've never seen any of the creams in action before, but I have had some stuff removed with laser. And
you have yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have to go back.
Yeah, I have to go back
seven, eight times.
Yeah, but if you want it completely gone, you have to go back a lot of times.
Right.
But I want to continue to get tattooed, so I just get it lightened up after a couple of sessions and then just go right over the top.
Do you have half of your store is tattoo removal and the other half is tattoo?
No.
You should start that way.
Yeah.
Hey, come back. If you don't like it, I'll take it off.
That's exactly.
Now, you were saying how tattooing itself hasn't changed much in the last 100 years. Tattoo removal, however, is something that it seems like every few years they come out with a little better technique, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's always being improved.
Let's go to Long Beach and say good morning to Junior. Hey, Junior.
What's up, guys?
What's
morning,
up?
Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hey, I got my first and only tattoo by my uncle, who was a tattoo artist in the Valley.
Cool.
And what I want to do is I want to keep it prolonged because he tragically passed away a couple of years ago. So what could I do to the tattoo to keep it looking good because I'm always in the sun?
Where's the tattoo on your body?
It's on my calf.
It's on your calf. Do you work in shorts?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do? The best thing to do would be to put sunblock over it, a high SPF. You're looking at like a SPF 50.
Why? Because that'll fade it?
The sun damages everything.
Right.
I mean, if you leave your car outside, it's going to oxidize the paint. You leave your skin in the sun, it's going to screw that up, too. And eventually, it's going to degrade it over time. So the better you take care of the skin in that area, the better off you're going to be with it. You'll get a little bit more longevity out of it.
Very cool.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Chris, Dodgers, Lakers, Raiders, Angels, who's the number one sports team you do tattoos for or see them for in Southern California?
Actually, you know, it's really weird. You would think that I would get, the Mighty Ducks guys and Angels and stuff like that. But there's a lot of...
Because you're in Laguna Hills.
Yeah, because I'm in Laguna Hills. I just tattooed Skip Schumacher from, the St. Louis Cardinals? Are they in Arizona now or something? I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. You know, I don't follow sports. I'm more of a Formula One guy, so I tattoo a lot.
Formula One?
Yeah, would you believe it?
Wow.
Which franchise do you tattoo the most on people? Like, which is the most popular of the sports teams that people get tattooed on their bodies, is what I was asking. Oh, like, do you do? Are there a lot of Laker tattoos? A lot of Angels tattoos?
Well, mostly Angels tattoos. I'm in South Orange County, so yeah. A lot of people don't get the LA thing done on them. Every once in a while, you'll see it, but yeah, Angels,
Raiders,
we gave away a lot of Raiders tattoos.
Sure. I bet you have. I bet every tattoo artist in America has done a lot of Raider tattoos. Yeah. By the way.
We had a guy on our show many years ago who came in to win tickets to a playoff game, I think it was, wasn't it, Kevin? Who got an Angels tattoo on his chin.
On his chin.
Yeah, he was hard to get.
Yeah. And then by the way, he wasn't even a fan. He was doing that so his dad could go. And then he just grew a goatee.
That's insanity.
To cover it up. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Let's talk to Erica in Pico Rivera. She's on line 7. Yeah, Erica, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show with Chris Detzel. Go ahead.
You guys.
Good. What's your question?
I have a quick question. If you're pregnant, can you get a tattoo?
No, you should not get tattooed while you're pregnant.
Okay, I've heard conflicting stories.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't cause any trauma to your body. Or
what would you get on your body while you're pregnant? What were you thinking of?
Well, I have a tendency to get tattoos when I'm very stressed out.
Right.
Because it helps me kind of relax a little bit and like everything goes away.
Right.
So my next tattoo is actually the Crypt Keeper.
Nice. Well, your infant child will enjoy that.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Leah in HB. She's got a price question for you. Leah, hi, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ask a tattoo artist. Go ahead.
Morning, Lisa May, Kevin and Bean.
Good morning.
My question is, what is the proper etiquette or the price for black and white, for color? Because I kind of feel like I've been screwed on my tattoo pricing.
Etiquette, you know, it all kind of depends. We usually chalk up the price to time. It doesn't always so much a matter of color or black and gray, or sometimes placement will bring the price up a little bit more because it's a more difficult area to work on. But
or if you let them tattoo your boobs, then they'll give you a break on the price.
You know, the best thing to do if you
when he was doing it, shouldn't that mark it down?
Yes.
I had a side piece that it was all black, and it wasn't even like 2 hours. I didn't get that much done, and he charged me $200. And then everyone I talked to said that I got hosed.
No, I don't think you got hosed at all. $100 an hour is about the industry standard, so you paid about right. But if it ever concerns you, you could always go around and price and ask questions prior to getting your tattoo done.
I think that's what I'm going to do because I need to finish it. I'm just going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
That's a good idea, Lee. Go to as many different places as you can and have them all add a part.
There you go. I'll just be covered.
All right. Good.
It takes a village.
I would imagine the price slides on the talent experience of the tattoo artist as well.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. Let me ask you just one quick question about your place, White Lotus. And again, whitelotustattoo.net. Is it just walk-in, or is it best to make an appointment, or what do you recommend?
We do take walk-ins every once in a while, but we're pretty much appointment only. But every once in a while, we have a hole in our schedule where we could definitely take a walk-in.
So calling is probably best.
Yeah, it's best to call first.
Fantastic.
Who's your artist in the other room who's working on Rob with the Megan Fox tattoo?
I got
right
Ryan
now?
Rogers in there, and he's doing a hell of a job on that.
Yeah, it does look good.
Megan Fox tattoo.
I just told Rob, now I want to have sex with his calf.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's normal, but
yeah.
This is the way it works, man. Yeah, she's pretty hot.
I'm gonna go in there and dry hump him.
Tattoo me, baby.
Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, TMZ Television, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Hey, man, how was your weekend?
It was good, guys. How was yours?
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
I see that you planted a camera on Heather Locklear. Good luck with that. Good job.
Oh, God.
Those pictures that you got of Heather Locklear getting pulled over for DUI.
It's like she posed for them.
It was. She's walking the line. She's touching her nose with her fingers. She's blowing the breathalyzer, which strangely turned me on.
Well, this is interesting to me, and it's interesting for a couple of reasons. I got to tell you something. I'm not so sure that she's going to be prosecuted for DUI in this case.
Really?
Well, here's the deal. When we first got wind of this thing yesterday, when we put the story up, we were told that there was absolutely no alcohol involved, and they knew that. And the only thing that they had their hat to hang on here is prescription drugs. It is weird to me. You know, when they do a drug test, it usually takes a while to get the test results.
Right.
Until you get them back, you don't know whether the person was under the influence.
Doesn't
right?
it take like 2 weeks or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. So how is it that the cops came out with a statement late in the day yesterday saying she was arrested for driving under the influence of prescription drugs. It's almost like overplaying their hand because she was, they don't know that yet. And so I started thinking about it and I realized, you know what, when the cops got there, she had already pulled over herself. There was some resident who saw her supposedly weaving in a parking lot, but she had already pulled over and there was, and the cops never saw her driving. Now maybe she told them, oh yeah, I was driving, and that does count for something. But
maybe she told them she had prescription drugs as well.
But that doesn't mean she's under the influence.
Oh, I
see.
That's
a legal thing.
Now, Harvey, we heard that she was stopped in a lane on the freeway. That's not right.
Well, she was stopped, and she was blocking traffic, but she was not driving.
Okay.
She was not driving, and she wasn't arrested for blocking traffic. She was arrested for DUI. So, I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, look, that doesn't mean she's not going to be prosecuted, but there's something else that we're working on. And in fact, when you guys called, I was on the phone. There's something about one of these pictures. That's all I'm going to say. There's something really interesting, and we're going to publish it, I'm guessing, in the next hour on the site. But it is really interesting. And, you know, are you guys going to still be on the air in an hour?
Yes.
You know, if this gets up, you'll be interested in this.
Okay.
But let me ask you about those photos. Were the paparazzi following her, and that's why they were available at such close proximity to take these pictures?
No, I think there's somebody that was just happened to be there and was taking the pictures. Just, you know, people have cell phones.
Right.
And, you know, when Heather Locklear gets stopped and a bunch of cops are there,
sure,
it tends to attract some attention.
The breathalyzer is my screensaver, by the way. Harvey, let's talk about Adnan Galib, who is back with Britney, and if the rumors are to be believed, has a sex tape that he is talking about trying to sell.
Well, he's such a sleazebag. Yeah. I mean, he is just, like, the worst.
And you just knew this from the very beginning, didn't you?
You totally knew it.
Yeah.
And you know, and I got to tell you something. Somebody like that should be prosecuted, because when he was with her, she was so not in her right mind.
Right.
I mean, she was so, you know, it's hard to remember clearly, but she was so out of it. I mean,
right,
there were people who thought she was going to die.
Right.
And
yes.
Here he's having this relationship with this woman who isn't competent to even form a thought. And, you know, if he's right that he really made a sex tape, I mean, honestly, he should be prosecuted for that.
Because he was just a photographer, right? He was covering her.
He was a photographer who was covering her, suddenly ends up at the Peninsula Hotel with her.
Right.
And she's like, you know, gets involved with him. But, you know, it's like, it's one thing for him to get involved with her, which is kind of bad enough, given her mental state.
Right.
But if he's right and he really did this,
yeah, he should be prosecuted, yeah, and I'd like to see it.
I don't doubt that there's a sex tape, by the way. I got the impression from that chaotic show.
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I got the impression from that chaotic show that she did with her husband back in the day that they had nothing but sex tapes, too, going on. I think Britney's a goer. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the conversation we were having last hour, Harvey, and the reason we're glad we have you on, because, you know, A, you know stuff, and B, you're an attorney. Even if he has this sex tape, can he sell it without her permission? That's what we don't get.
Well, that's been a whole thing with, you know, with all of these tapes,
right,
is that one person supposedly goes out and tries to sell it, and the other person tries to block it. There is probably a claim that she could make to block this thing, because he'd be using her likeness to make a profit,
right,
and I'm sure she didn't give consent, and even if she did give consent, she wasn't in her right mind, so the consent would be meaningless. But
don't most of these end up getting out there?
Well, a lot of them get out there. I mean, like Paris Hilton and Rick Solomon, even though they're going to deny it. I mean, they were clearly in on this thing together. And
right.
Each of them said, oh, my God, I'm going to sue you. Well, Rick Solomon bought a house in the Hollywood Hills and made $10 million the first year off of that tape.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I didn't see Paris Hilton screaming and yelling about it after a while. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of times they just all secretly agree and they say, look, we'll pretend like we're outraged by it and we'll make a lot of money.
Well, even a fat Britney sex tape would be a multi-million seller, right?
Oh,
of course.
It would be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? This would be so wrong.
Right. But I want to see it, don't you?
Oh, God.
I agree with you. It's horrible. He took advantage of her. What?
A woman who was out of her mind.
Yes. Crazy.
I mean, and you guys are unmoved.
Prosecuted. No, I'm saying it's no, very disturbing.
Yeah, you're just saying.
And he should be prosecuted, and I should watch.
I hear you.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Kevin. I listen to your show every day. This does not surprise me.
Kevin, when I was on vacation, I heard that you were berating Harvey for not sharing the Mini-Me tape. Did he ever cough it up? Did you ever see it?
He did cough it. Yes. I apparently was unaware. He had already told us where it was. But I don't think Harvey was peddling it. So
No. Certainly not.
So I had to get it myself in Dave the King of Mexico's computer. And it ruined it. And it got us all in a lot of trouble.
So you want to talk about Heath Ledger?
Yes, Heath Ledger.
Now, this is an interesting story. This is a really interesting story. We found out, you know this life insurance policy that he had?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$10 million life insurance policy. The money was all going to Matilda. The insurance company, it's called ReliaStar. Have you ever heard of ING Insurance?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a big
yes.
insurance. ReliaStar is owned by ING. So they issue a policy to Heath 6 months before he dies. And this has been going on very quietly, but we found out that the lawyer basically is suing ReliaStar because ReliaStar is now suggesting that they may not have to pay up on the policy because they think Heath Ledger may have committed suicide.
But the police said that they didn't think that's what happened.
Exactly. So they have been now telling the lawyers for Matilda, well, we're not sure. It's suspicious. We're going to depose all of these people, the masseuse, Mary Kate, doctors, all of these people. So Matilda's lawyers think this is just a cheap trick to try and humiliate them and make them just kind of go away because they don't want Heath's name dragged through the mud.
Right.
So they ended up turning around and suing, saying that they're basically trying to avoid what they're supposed to legally do, which is to pay out.
Wow.
And then the insurance company's also saying, well, we think Heath may have lied on the application that he filled out because he did say that he wasn't on any prescription drugs and he was on one, and also he said he never did illegal drugs in his life. But the fact is none of that had anything to do with the cause of death, but they're still kind of raising all this stuff. And so Heath's people are basically saying, or Matilda's people are saying, this is an example of a really bad insurance company that is trying to basically drag somebody through the mud just to humiliate them and make them go away so they don't have to pay.
Unbelievable. And insurance companies are allowed to make their own determination on cause of death. They don't have to go by a ruling from a court or a police officer?
Yeah, they're not bound by what the medical examiner in New York said, which was accidental. They're not bound by it. They can litigate it if they want. But the fact is, there's really no evidence of this. And Matilda's lawyers were telling the lawyers for the insurance company, you guys are just doing this to stall so you don't have to
sure,
pay.
Right.
And of course, they do it all the time.
And the insurance company's saying, well, we haven't officially denied the claim yet. And they're saying, well, what does it matter? You're going to delay this for years. You're trying to humiliate, you know, this dead guy. And, you know, it's just really an unbelievable story.
It is. Well, I know you're going to keep following that. If you're just joining us, by the way, Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Britney Spears had sex with Heath Ledger and Heather Locklear filmed it. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that Harvey's told
you
us.
You might be getting a little confused.
TMZ.com, TMZ TV, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Good talking to you guys. See you.
Thank you. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
So Harvey's calling back in an hour. Is that what he's going to do with some important updates?
He didn't say that, but he said we'd want to check the site by the end of the show to make sure we were current on what was going on with Heather Locklear, I think.
I don't have that kind of time. He's got to call me personally.
that's some service.
I need an update. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Eagle Eye, in its debut, made almost $30 million. Made it number one by a long shot. Number one at the box office in its debut weekend, starring Shia LaBeouf, of course, and Michelle Monaghan. Real good movie. I enjoyed the heck out of that movie. Knights in Rodanthe. Dumb title.
Yeah.
Made $13.6 million. That's 13.6 million lonely single women who went to see that movie this weekend.
I guess the book was a bestseller. That's why they had to keep the title. Is that why?
Nicholas Sparks. The chicks love Nick Sparks. He wrote The Notebook and Message in a Bottle and Knights in Rodanthe and I Got a Lot of Cats. He wrote that.
Did he write that one?
He wrote Haven't Had a Date in 3 Years, Got a Hairy Upper Lip. He wrote that one.
He's zeroing in on his audience?
He's got a target audience. As well,
I went downhill after college. I'll never be the man.
I never lost that freshman 20. Lakeview Terrace, number three at the box office. Samuel Jackson's bad cop movie made $7 million. Fireproof, in its debut, made $6.5 million this weekend. Now, we've been wondering all morning what fireproof is, and Bean actually hit the nail on the head. It is one of those Kirk Cameron Holy Roller religious movies.
And it's number four?
He's made three of these, I believe, and these make huge money because they've got a great advertising campaign where they just target the religious, the moral majority crowd,
right.
You know, those folks.
Right.
And they do intense sort of email bombing and stuff, and they say reject Hollywood's, you know, evil films and go see something good. And they're horrible, these movies.
Are they bad?
Horrible. This movie, Fireproof, is about a heroic firefighter played by the heroic, burly Kirk Cameron.
Sure.
And he's fed up with his marriage, man. He just can't make it work. Marriage is bogus. Until his friend turns him on to the ways of Jesus. And that's how he fixes his marriage. Listen to his fellow firefighter trying to explain to him what marriage is all about.
Caleb, when two people get married, it's for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health.
I know that. But marriages aren't fireproof. Sometimes you get burned.
Fireproof doesn't mean that a fire will never come, but that when it comes, you'll be able to withstand it.
That's right.
Does sound good.
Mike Seaver talking about being a fireman. Fire, fight some fire. Marriages aren't fireproof. But then, he discovers Jesus.
Yeah,
and his buddy in the firehouse is really happy.
You want to tell me something?
It's about your faith.
What about it?
Well, I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're really in.
I'm really in.
Because you can't be half in and say you're in. You got to be all in, brother.
I'm saying I'm all in.
Oh, Caleb, I can't believe it, man. You're my brother.
I'm your brother.
Yeah, man, you're my brother from another mother, but now we got the same father.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And he gets a book of 40 dares. For 40 days, he's got to do this love dare every day, and it's based on the teachings of the Bible.
Love dare.
And by the end of 40 days, his marriage is all fixed.
How about that?
Praise Jesus.
That.
I'm taking up Satanism because of this movie.
And then he proves how God made a banana because you can wrap your hand around it and eat it. I'm sorry, that was another
video.
That's
the perfect food.
That's another video I watched with Kirk Cameron. Burn After Reading was number 5. Igor, number 6. Righteous Kill was 7. My Best Friend's Girl was number 8. Miracle at St. Anna's, number 9. And Tyler Perry's Family That Prays, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend.
What about our pal?
What about it?
Ricky Gervais with 1 week in the top, in the lower half of the top 10, and then gone, and freaking Kirk Cameron is selling tickets.
We
had
to make
that?
Room for Fireproof.
Yeah. Oh my God, how did that happen?
Marriages aren't fireproof. Sometimes you get burned.
I don't think they had very much advertising, Ricky Gervais. I didn't see much.
They had a ton of TV commercials.
Yeah.
A lot more than Fireproof.
A lot more than Fireproof.
A lot more than Fireproof.
Which is a total surprise. Yeah.
I'm in with your faith.
What are you? You got to be all in.
Okay, I'm all in. I am your brother.
With the same father.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. Congratulations to Sacha Baron Cohen, who continues to push the envelope when it comes to comedy.
He's
and
the best.
Legality, quite frankly.
He's Borat, for those of you that don't recognize him.
He is indeed Borat. He starred in that film, and he's currently in Milan filming his second major motion picture about a character called Bruno that also comes from the Ali G show that he did in England. This film is called Bruno. Delicious journeys through America for the purpose of making heterosexual males visibly uncomfortable in the presence of a gay foreigner in a mesh t-shirt.
So he's faking being gay to make heterosexual guys uncomfortable.
Well, his character of Bruno is gay. A gay fashion journalist.
Right.
And so he goes around America as this character Bruno and makes homophobes uncomfortable by being very gay.
I can't wait.
Anyway, he was in Milan in Fashion Week, and he disrupted the proceedings by jumping onto the catwalk unannounced as the models were going up and down, and they hauled him off with security. He also was removed from another fashion show a day earlier when he ran into the models' changing room. Apparently, they frowned on that, and security forces removed him and called the cops. So
he's the best.
Doing good work. Upsetting people.
Hell yeah.
He is the
This
best.
Is the movie I was telling you about where they went to Oklahoma or someplace and put out a bunch of advertising about a bare knuckles fighting brawl they were going to have at some rodeo.
Right.
For dollar beers and dollar hot dogs. And just all these rednecks showed up and two guys got into the ring and pulled each other's shirts off and started making out in the middle of the ring.
That's
and
right.
They said people were throwing chairs and throwing beers. And literally some people's heads exploded.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
he's the best.
Do you want to rape America?
Oh,
stop it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Josh Farrow of Paramore is 21 years old today. Les Claypool of Primus turns 45. Andrew Dice Clay is 51. Bryant Gumbel is 60 years old. And rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis is 73 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
The tattoo is finished?
Yes, it's done. It hurts.
Hey, Rock, Mr. Rob, in the studio this morning, get a tattoo of Megan Fox on his calf. Mom, not happy about it. We talked to her earlier. She was very unhappy about it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I'm looking for a place to stay.
I bet you are.
Well, that's my favorite part, is that you're 28 and you live with your mom.
Yeah, well, we talked about that. Let's not go there.
No, we can go there. It's no problem.
Although, what did I tell your mom, man? Your life is about to turn around. Now things are going to start going your way, now that you've taken this bold step of getting an actress who you never heard of until 3 weeks ago tattooed on your mind. Now you're set. Rob, any regrets?
Already?
I'm just asking, now that you've looked at it, it's funny, and also a funny ha-ha to come down to Kevin and Bean and get a tattoo, but now that you're looking at it and you're realizing that's on your life forever?
Yeah, it looks pretty badass.
Yeah, it's
pretty
sweet.
It's great.
I got to say is to all the Megan Fox fans out there,
hey, easy there.
Who's your daddy?
So now you're the king king fan?
Yep.
They all have to bow to you?
Hey, he gets the last laugh if Megan Fox comes out one day and says that she's going to start inviting people to her house with Megan Fox tattoos. You know what I mean? He can be first in line.
If that happens, he will be, yes.
There we go.
But, you know, the thing about that is her name's not on there. She's just a hot picture of a hot chick.
Well, hopefully we'll get her down here. She can sign my calf and...
You could just go, you know, Megan and I were out one night. We got drunk. You know, she got my face on her calf. I got hers on mine.
Please
you know.
Call me if that happens. I'll get her autograph, too. You know.
Yeah, if we do ever get her down here, and we do put in frequent requests to get Megan Fox on the show, if it happens, I think it would be fair to have Rob on back, right?
I mean, do, too.
We'd want her to see that. And sign
absolutely.
It and that'd be very cool. Yeah,
that wouldn't scare her at all. Not a little bit.
Not so much of a stalker move, but, you know, a bold move.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he has Megan Fox on his body, which means, guys, as opposed to us who have to go for a magazine or a photo or the internet or something like that whenever we want to see Megan Fox, he does kind of win because he's cutting down on the amount of time from when he thinks about Megan Fox to when he gets to actually look at her.
That's the master plan.
How? I mean, he does the master win.
Plan.
How much time does it take
anywhere,
to find
everywhere?
24/7.
Sometimes it can take you like 30 seconds to get off your couch and go bring up your screensaver.
Wow.
I'm just saying, he
that can
beats
be rough.
Us.
I think Dave, the King of Mexico, is putting a picture up of your tattoo, I believe, at krock.com, probably on the front page of the Kevin and Bean page. So, yeah, the picture's really, I mean, it was really well done. Nice. Your guy did a good
job,
Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
White Lotus, man. You guys got my back.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And we'll have a picture of it up on our website, too.
There you go. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Crazy.
Thanks, Rob. You're the best.
Yeah, happy you guys are cool. Here. Thanks for having me in.
Hang on one second.
Thanks,
before
White
we
Lotus.
Move on, let's... Put Rob's sister on hold.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
you more of the family
her.
Weighing in?
Do you have a sister?
I have plenty of sisters.
Yeah.
Well, one of them has an opinion
she
and wanted to
out.
Tell you.
Yeah, but she went away. It's
oh,
too
she
bad.
Got scared, huh?
Yeah.
Hang on, she's calling right back. Let's wait one second to try to get her. All right, now she hung up again.
We talked to Rob's mom. And
your whole family was retarded.
Yeah. We have a new intern that said, my bad. Apparently he hung up on her.
Oh, he's going to stay an intern maybe. You know?
Yeah, maybe. Well, just wait for a second, because your mom was gold. I mean, she did not like you.
No.
And she hated the idea that you were getting a tattoo.
Yeah,
and we tried to talk her into coming down and getting one herself.
That would have been
kind
sweet.
Kind of a bonding thing.
That would have been sweet. But
she wasn't buying that.
Not one bit, huh?
No, not a bit. All right, we don't have time to for Ryan, who's our new intern in there, to figure out how to work this.
Thanks, Ryan. All right, Rob, good work. We'll let you know if we ever get Megan on the show. And, of course, thanks to Chris. And I keep forgetting your tattoo artist's name. It's Ryan, who actually did the work
Ryan
today.
Yeah,
right?
Ryan Rogers did the tattoo.
Did a phenomenal job. Pictures will be up at krock.com soon. And, of course, you can meet all the gang down there at the White Lotus Tattoo Shop in Laguna Hills, whitelotustattoo.net. I enjoyed talking about Megan Fox with you.
Oh, that's so good. Bye. Bye. Let's all talk about Megan Fox.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
You know, we're only a couple of days away from the start of Foxtober, right? You know, it's just around the corner.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hurtling very quickly into the holiday season. And that's why this morning we have for you, for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, a pair of tickets to join our own Psycho Mike for a private K-Rock backlot tour at Universal Studios Hollywood for Halloween Horror Nights starting on October the 10th. Yep, it's that time of year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you get for giving us a call.
Wow.
Wow.
Is it late in the year? This is crazy. All right, let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Good morning, Peter.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Let's give it to the Angels, 100 victory they got yesterday.
They sure did, yeah. Best record in Major League Baseball this year, I believe.
Best record, my friends. They're going to win the World Series. They're going to win the World Series. Come on, do I hear a
hoo-ah? Well, now let me just remind you that now it doesn't matter that they have the best record in baseball, because now you're starting over in the playoffs, and you can just as easily be out in the first round as going all the way. There's no way to tell.
Yes, that's true, my friend.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, my friend.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, he's saying the Angels have the same postseason record as the Mariners right now. That's what Bean is saying.
No, because the Mariners aren't in the postseason.
They don't actually play in them.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't – I mean, when the Angels play the Red Sox in round one of the playoffs, it doesn't matter who had a better record in the regular season. It matters what they do during those five games. That's all that matters.
Speaking of the Mariners, Bean, you know, the Angels had 100 wins. How many losses did the Mariners have?
That's a great question.
Just 101.
Oh. 101 losses.
They won 61 and lost 101.
Which one's harder to do?
Wow. Lose? Let's go to Dan in Newport Beach. Good morning, Dan. Hello, Dan. Ian.
Hey, how's it going?
They changed it. Why are we calling you
Kevin?
Because they changed it.
Oh, sure they did. Oh, they changed it.
What have you done with
right.
Dan, Ian?
Uh-huh.
What are you calling about?
All right, I was at an Angels game yesterday with my friend, and halfway through the game, no problem, but now all of a sudden this woman shows up with her two kids, and she has a huge, huge muffin top, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my friend says, hey, Ian, you should touch it. I'm like, no.
You should touch it?
What?
I'm like, no, and then she's like, I'll give you $10. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
$10? I don't know, and then she's all, I'll give you $10 on my aviators. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. So then she makes me lean forward, and she reaches around me, and she grabs the muffin top.
The girl did?
Yeah, the girl did.
And the woman liked that, or didn't?
She didn't even notice.
Oh, God. What?
And then it wasn't grabbed.
So then it turns into a game, and my friend keeps tapping her to see how many times she could do it without her noticing. By the time we left, she had done it 3 times.
Good times.
Huh. Maybe it was a prosthetic muffin top. She didn't have any sensation in it.
She had it added on?
Yeah.
She wears a fat suit.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Thank you for the call. Speaking of sports, let's try Oscar in Northridge. He's on line 4. We got to get a sports guy, you guys. That's what
it's not going to happen.
Sports ridiculous.
Overrated. No one really cares.
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, how about that Brett Favre over there, 50-year-old Favre throwing 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Brett Favre breaking records in his own career at the age of 37 or whatever the hell he is. Pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
That was a great game, too.
Yeah, as long as you're not an Arizona fan.
And it wasn't like he was playing the Rams or the Raiders or anybody.
Yeah. 91 total points.
Yeah, he's doing quite well.
Did you have a question, Oscar, or you just wanted to call and make sure we knew that he had a good game?
No, he had a great game, and it just shows that he's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers still.
Well, we knew he was a better quarterback. He's a better quarterback than anybody.
Yeah, but
easy.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, playing now, don't you think?
No.
Well, Tom Brady's not playing now, for instance. I'd rather have Brett Favre than anybody else I can think of this week.
I think Manning's better. I think Eli Manning's playing better right now. I think Romo's playing better.
They have better teams, though. I'm saying Brett Favre, I mean, he doesn't have as good a team. The Jets are not as good a team as the Colts or somebody like that, but I think he's a better quarterback.
He had one really good game. He's been struggling off and on this whole season.
All right.
Throws a ton of picks. I mean, he's good. Don't get nuts, but he's good. He had a good game, that's for sure.
Okay.
Let's go to Cynthia and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I just wanted to call because I think Homie's chances of meeting Megan Fox and maybe even getting the kiss probably just went up.
Homie meaning Rob, the guy that got the Megan Fox tattoo today?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that because I have an Angelina Jolie tattoo on my arm.
Yeah.
And when I met her, she signed it and she gave me a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. How did you meet her?
At the Mr. and Mrs. Smith premiere, I got lucky through a friend and got tickets to go. And as soon as she saw my arm, she just landed one on my cheek and signed my arm.
All right.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Now you're talking.
You should have got that tattoo on your thigh. Who knows where she would have kissed your
ass. Sure.
Your belly button.
Belly button. I'm just saying, it's a good start. You know what I mean?
Oh, but Ralph says thigh because it's right near.
Trying to go someplace. Right, belly button.
You can see the picture of K-Rock Lister Rob's Megan Fox tattoo up on the sites page of Kevin and Bean section of K-Rock.
Buy you an egg cream. Got it on the bottom of your foot.
Let's try Jeremy in Korea, of all places.
He checks in with us from time to time. I think he's got a Megan Fox story this morning. Hey, Jeremy, how are things?
I'm happy and I'm drunk.
Jeremy's always drunk. He's always drunk when he talks to us. And
that's a good thing.
It's in the evening there, right, in Korea?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's 12:40 a.m.
Okay.
Early morning.
Jeremy's a teacher.
Oh, that's right. You're a teacher, aren't you?
What does he teach?
Great teacher.
Yeah,
drink.
I'm the best.
I'm a good teacher.
Your bongs 101.
Yeah. What's going on, Jeremy? Why are you calling us?
I'm calling because I just want. I'm now dating the Korean version of Megan Fox.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Seriously though, come on.
He's got
a comic chunk that he's working,
and we couldn't even air
it on the air. Oh,
he's sure proud of that,
Jeremy,
though.
Just sleep it off, brother.
He's celebrating as if it was good. Like, that's what being drunk does for you.
And that phrase doesn't even sound like a Korean name.
Not really.
It's not even really a good punchline.
It's not even funny.
Nicely done, Jeremy. Have some
Jeremy, are you ever coming home, or are you living in Korea forever now?
I just heard you mention, I'm a huge sports fan. I'll come home and I'll take the sports job for you guys.
Okay, we weren't offering that at all. Yeah. I was just asking if you're ever moving back to America or if you're living there forever now.
Eventually. But imagine drunken sports Jeremy. That's all I have to say.
Okay, we'll try to imagine that as we think about the punchline that we were unable to air. Thank you for the call.
Wow. We'll talk to you again in another month, Jeremy.
He literally is calling from South Korea and is always smashed.
You could smell the booze through the phone.
I want to thank our special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hey, while I'm reading this, go to the site and see if you put up the Heather Locklear update. Let's see if we can figure out what that was all about. Yeah. Also, I want to thank Adam Goldstein for joining us today. He's the crazy British NFL fan. You can follow his attempt to see 35 professional football games this season. He is at adamsfootballtrip.com if you want to check it out.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. I believe we're going to have Tom Morello in the studio.
Nice.
We are going to talk to Simon Pegg about his new movie, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
Love him. The movie looks very funny.
Who else is in that movie that we might be interesting to talk to?
Megan Fox, perhaps.
Hi, Megan Fox.
Okay.
Also, we have Simon Baker, who's going to be on the program tomorrow, talking about The Mentalist.
Love the new Mentalist show.
And we're going to try and find the K-Rock listener who's been arrested the most, which I don't think will be difficult. I think there will be a race.
I think we could find that person working at K-Rock, actually.
We found a dude that got arrested for the 1,000th time. That seems like a lot.
1,000 arrests.
Yep. And still out, I guess, running around doing whatever it is he's doing. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No matter how small it is, you would think it would eventually add up to something.
And that person is Heather Locklear.
That's correct.
All of that coming up tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. But don't go away. Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including Gamma Ray, the latest from Beck. We also got the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rise Against, Linkin Park, Beastie Boys, and more right after this on K-Rock.